Thanks, baby, for making scrambled eggs for dinner.
You're welcome, Marvin. There's nothing like eggs on the couch.
Yeah.
Oh, Marvin, it needs salt.
Okay, I'll grab it. The TV!
Call of Duty Black Ops 7. Available in a store near you.
Oh, no! The new Call of Duty's out! That means Dougie's gonna ask me for it!
Marvin, can you please pass me the salt and pepper?
Yeah, I'll pass you the salt. Oh, I spilt the salt! What? Marvin, please?
Marvin, please!
Oh, no! Dougie's coming! How did he even do that? Oh, don't tell him where I'm at.
Marvin, please! Have you seen Marvin's?
Actually, he just left.
But did he get my message in the salts?
No, I think he must have missed it.
Man, it looks like I'm gonna have to write it in the pep-ips.
Baby, take the pepper from him.
Hey, before you use that, can I see it? I need it for my eggs.
But I gotta write him a message.
Please, I really need it for my eggs.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go write it in another food.
Marvin, he's gone. You can come out now.
Oh, thank God he's gone. But now there's salt and pepper on the couch.
Marvin, come eat your eggs before they get cold.
Baby, that's enough pepper.
Well, you gotta hand me the salt. It'll cancel out the pepper.
That's not how that works, but okay.
All right, Marvins, I wrote you a new method. And this time, I roasted in the peppery pips.
Marvin, please get me the new call of...
Oh, here goes the other plate right here.
Duty 99.99.
99.99 plus passes and fees.
I'm not buying you the new Call of Duty, Dougie. And why do you keep writing messages in the salt and pepper and stuff?
Because I'm writing it in the seasons, like January and purple.
That was a month and a color.
But you still knew what I meant.
But how are you spelling everything correctly? You don't know how to spell.
I'm using Google Translate. I'm translating from Ibamips to white people. And I just copied down the letters.
Well, translate this. I'm not buying you the new Call of Duty.
Why not, boy? I really need it.
Because I don't have any money to buy you the game.
Why?
Because
you spent it all on scrambled eggs?
No, I didn't spend it all on scrambled eggs.
Well, that sure is a lot of scrambled eggs.
Yeah, it is.
Can I have some scrambled eggs?
You can't have my scrambled eggs.
Man, folk, I don't think you like me so really good.
I don't like you so good. I don't like you at all. I don't like it when you ask me for stuff.
Ooh, Bobby, that hurt me good. That hurt my feelings. But you can fix my feelings. I wreck it, Ralph, if you give me the new Call of Duty.
I'm not getting you the new Call of Duty. There's someone at the door. I'm not getting you the Call of Duty. I don't have the money.
Maybe it's the Call of Duty salesman.
Hello?
You have too much pepper on your scrambled eggs.
How do you know I'm eating scrambled eggs?
Because I have immaculate smelling, Marvin. I can smell it in my Corvette from the road. I can also smell that you have salt and paprika on your couch. And I can also smell that you don't have your house payment.
I don't have my house payment.
Good job, Nose. I might reward you later by shoving you in a stripper's ass and telling her what she had for dinner 3 nights ago. That's right, Marvin. She's constipated because she's a Monday night stripper and she has a butter face. But I'm not looking at her face. I'm looking at her ass. That's what adults do, Marvin. I'm an adult. You're not. I have to come here and remind you to pay your house payment. Do I need to remind you to wipe your ass, too? From the smell of it? Seems like it.
What? That's the scrambled eggs that smell like that.
Why do your scrambled eggs smell like ass?
Because they needed salt and pepper on them. Listen, why do you even need my house payment? You're super rich. You're a billionaire. You don't need my house payment.
I know I don't need your house payment, Marvin. I'm super rich. You know what I have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? I have Japanese Wagyu A5 with a BMS score of 12. Fucking yummy. If you don't know what that is, look it up. Okay? And I have it flown in for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I have 6 different planes. I have a breakfast plane, a lunch plane, a dinner plane, and a midnight snack plane. Actually, I have 8 fucking airplanes flying to and from Japan every day. And I spend about $800,000 a day on airfare just for my
food. Man, that guy's so rich. I gotta try to get some money from him.
Listen, Goodman, I don't have my house payment this month. I'm not gonna have it at all this month. And any money I do have, I'm gonna use it for Christmas gifts.
The audacity. That you just said those words to me? Christmas gifts?
Yes, I have to buy Christmas gifts.
You haven't made a house payment all fucking year, Marvin, and you want to get Christmas gifts? Yeah, you don't you think you should be worried about the lights being on or something? Having a roof over your head? Fucking Christmas gifts? I hope everyone in your family gets nothing for Christmas. You know, I was actually going to be nice and say, you know what, since it is the holidays, you can just pay your house payment on January 1st. But when I heard you say what you said, that any money that you had to go towards Christmas gifts, that re-pissed me off. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be at your house, sleeping by your fireplace on Christmas Eve. So when Santa Claus brings his big ass down the chimney, I'm going to take any present he was going to leave for you and your family and go fucking sell it. You know, you deserve coal. But even if he gave you coal, I would take that shit and try to sell it to fucking Home Depot. So see, you're going to see this fucking face next to your fireplace on Christmas fucking Eve. Dirty scrambled egg.
What? Oh, God.
Man, this is a nice-ass car. This gotta be his car. Time for me to commit some insurance fraud. I'ma hit the windshield with this bat, and then I'ma lay in it and say he hit me with his car. And now my back don't feel so good. And then he gonna have to give me an insurance check. Big-ass check, boy. Batter up. Ugh. Okay, yeah, pretty good. All right, I'm lazy. Owie, my back don't feel so good.
Give me a check.
Marvin pisses me off. How could my night get any worse? You know what, Nose? Let's go to the strip club so we can feel better.
Owie, my back don't feel so good.
Did you hit my fucking windshield with that baseball bat over there in the grass?
Nah, you just wasn't looking both ways while you was driving down the street, and you hit me, and I need an ambulance.
I'm calling the fucking police.
Yeah, you should probably call me an ambulance and write me an insurance check.
Hey there, somebody call the cops about vandalism?
Yes, I did. What's the weather looking like tonight, officer?
I'd say it looks pretty clear.
Well, not for me. It was cloudy with a chance of fucking black man holding a baseball bat and you landed right on my windshield.
I'm sorry, what are you saying happened?
I'm saying this shithead took a baseball bat and hit my windshield, and now he's saying I hit him with my car so he can get an insurance check.
Okay, I've heard your side of it. Now let me hear yours.
Well, Mr. Officer, I was just walking down the road looking for seashells, and all of a sudden I looks up and I see this man texting and driving, and I said, please don't text and drive and hit me, Mr. Man. So I had to jump really high so he wouldn't hit me like Jackie Chan to let the car go underneath my feet. But I didn't jump high enough and I landed on the windshield, and then I saw him stop and then he ran off.
That's why I called the fucking police.
Okay, well, it seems like we got a lot of he said here.
Well, I got the fucking smoking gun. You see the baseball bat over there in the grass?
Yeah.
That could be anybody's. That could be Sammy Sosa's. Sammy Sosa doesn't live in this fucking neighborhood.
I don't know. It does look like a bat Sammy Sosa might use. I gotta go check it.
Let's take a look here.
Yeah, there it is. Says Sammy Sosa right on it. This is his bat. Yeah, the bat does say Sammy Sosa.
I don't give a fuck what the bat says. He used it to hit my windshield.
I don't think Sammy Sosa would do that.
It wasn't Sammy Sosa. It was Sammy Fuckhead right here.
Listen, man. All I know is that my bat hurts, and if you give me $1 million, or we could sell it out of court for $99.99 plus taxes and fees, or you can give me the new Call of Duty Black Ops 7 Vault Edition with the map packs. I ain't giving him fuck.
Okay, let's just calm down, all right? In the state of Florida, you can get a new windshield for free, so I just do that, and then I give him $100 to go away. You can clearly afford it. And believe me, you don't want this going to court. You're going to pay way more than $100, and this doesn't look good for you, because you can't prove you didn't hit him.
I don't want a new windshield at this point. I want a whole new fucking car. You know what? You know what? Marvin has a front doorbell camera. It's probably caught on that.
Oh, yeah, let's look at that.
Oh, Marvin, we made too many eggs. You should have offered some to your friend earlier.
Yeah, my stomach hurts.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh. What, did you cough?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
I'm gonna go put that.
Yeah, check your panties.
Hey, Marvin, what stinks?
My wife just shit her pants.
Ew.
What are you doing here?
Oh, Goodman called me.
What? You called the cops on me?
Yeah, over the way you live.
Well, okay, listen, I can explain the mess.
Marvin, you live like a farm animal, and why do you put so much pepper on your eggs, and why do you make so many eggs?
Oh, okay, listen, my wife made the eggs, and she put the pepper on them, and all this is all his fault.
Well, he could probably save money and actually pay his house payment if he didn't spend so much money on fucking seasonings.
Yeah, well, listen, it isn't my fault. It's all Dougie's fault.
Dougie's actually the reason we're here.
Well, what do you mean?
He hit my windshield with a baseball bat.
What, you did what?
Nah, he hit me with his car because I was looking for seashells in the street with Sally because she wants to sell them by the seashore.
What?
Maple syrup come from trees. That don't make no sense.
Marvin, listen, do you have access to your doorbell camera?
I think I do.
Okay, can you pull up 5 minutes ago so we can see what happened to the car?
Yes, I'll pull up the camera right now. Okay, I got the video.
Zoom in for me.
Give me a check.
That's the most incriminating video I've ever seen.
Yeah, Dougie, that was clearly you in the video doing that.
Man, that was not me. That was my cousin Doodoo Ass with Sammy Sosa behind me.
What? That's not Sammy Sosa, that's a white guy.
Sammy Sosa's white now. He got that Michael Jackson disease.
I mean, the video's pretty blurry. That could have been Sammy Sosa, and I don't know what Doodoo Ass looks like.
Are you fucking kidding me? He clearly said in the video he wanted to commit insurance fraud and get a big ass check.
Yeah, he did say that, and you obviously didn't hit him with your car, so that was a lie. Okay, Dougie, you're under arrest. I don't know why you're shocked. You admitted to it on camera. Oh, he's running.
You better go get his ass!
Okay.
I gotta get out of here!
Hello! I'm a Call of Duty Black Ops 7 door-to-door salesman.
You are real! You came like Santa Claus!
Congratulations! You won a free copy of Call of Duty Black Ops 7 because it's so shitty!
For free? For me?
Sure, oh, here you go, kid.
Thank you!
Freeze! You're under arrest!
Oh, man! I can't go to jail! I just got the new Call of Duty game!
Yeah, well, you can play it in a year when you get out of jail.
A year? Call of Duty Black Ops 8 will be out by then!
Well, maybe that'll be a better one.
Oh, man, what about Sammy Sosa?
Well, I'm gonna be arresting him, too. Don't worry.
Oh, man!
Jeffy, it's time to go to school!
No.
Jeffy, your backpack is all ready. You better get in here.
Did you give me the Minecraft one?
No.
Or Roblox?
No, you got the one with your face on it.
Oh, just the one that's available at smlmerch.com. Link in the description. Limited supply, so get it while we got it.
That's the one, Jeffy. So let's go to school.
You got Uncrustables in that hoe? Front pocket?
Yes, I put Uncrustables. Don't smash them, Jeffy.
Hell yeah! Dad, you think I can put a labubu on this bitch so I can show everybody that I got it like that?
You can put a labubu on it if you want to.
Where's my labubu?
Remember, Marvin, we got a letter from the school!
What did I make the TARDS list?
No, Jeffy, you didn't.
Darn it! I'm gonna have to try harder this year!
Knock it off, Jeffy! Wait, what's it say?
It says, Dear Jeffy, after careful review of your student file, the Why You Dumb School District has determined that you're no longer eligible to attend our school.
What? Jeffy can't go to school anymore?
Oh, fuck yes. I thought my birthday was in a few days, but apparently it's today. Titties. That means for the rest of my life, I can just sit back, shit my pants, and make the noise. Allow me to do it.
Okay, this has got to be a mistake.
Well, Marvin, it says students must be children in order to attend, and Jeffy's 20 years old.
Okay, look at him. He's still a child. See, look how he acts.
Marvin, I think he does it for attention.
Even if he does, if he's not allowed to go back to school, I'm putting him in a home. So I'm going to call the school and complain about this.
Marvin!
Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, Principal Steinbeck speaking.
Yes, my name is Marvin. I have a child enrolled at your school, and I have a problem.
God damn it. This is the first day of school. It better not be about the no weapon policy. No exceptions. I don't want anybody getting shot up on the first day of school. Oh, it's Chili Fiesta Stick Day. I love me some Chili Fiesta Sticks. It's my shirt. Whew, wait until fucking fish sandwich day. I'll do it myself. Damn, give me the AR.
No, it's not about the no weapon policy.
Okay, thank God. Because you know how many damn people call me today talking about, oh, can my son bring a weapon, some nunchucks, or a goddamn sawed-off shotgun? I'm like, hell no! What's wrong with you? Oh, he's getting bullied. I want him to feel safe. Well, tell his ass to take some fucking Taekwondo and fucking lessons. What's wrong with these kids?
No, that's not what this call is about. So we got a letter in the mail because my son is 20 years old.
Shit, 20?
Yeah.
Damn, old as fuck.
Yeah, and the letter says he can't come to the school anymore.
Yeah, he's fucking 20. He could go to a community college. Why would he go to a damn elementary school?
Well, see, my son, he's 20 years old, but his brain is 5 years old.
Is he one of those weird predators?
No, he's not a predator. No, he's not all there. He's kind of, he's,
What?
He's kind of, his brain is,
Oh, he's retarded!
I didn't know we could say that.
Oh, we're both grown men here, right? Come on, we ain't got to speak code, nigga.
Yeah, okay. No, so listen, yes, he is that, I think. So can he still come to the school?
Hell no! Look up your local community college. He cannot go to a fucking elementary school.
He's 20 years old, but please, can you make an exception?
No.
What if I pay you money?
I can't be bought anymore. I used to be a male prostitute, but I went to therapy. Good day, sir. The nerve of some people always wanted me for my damn buddy.
Hello? Goodbye, I guess.
What did they say, Marvin?
They said that Jeffy can go back to school.
Shit.
What? Really?
Yep. They said that the letter was a mistake. That meant to go to another kid named Jeffy that was 20 years old. So.
Fuck!
So Jeffy can go to school. No. So Jeffy, grab your backpack and let's go get in the car.
Piss!
No, Jeff, stop acting like that. Let's just go back to school.
All right, Jeffy, I think this is your classroom. Just go in there and just act normal.
I'm not going to stop saying foul language all day. Oh, Big Bird dick, covered in yellow feathers and shit.
Jeffy, please, no, just act normal. Don't draw any attention to yourself, okay? Just go in there.
Oh, dinosaur urethra. You can put your whole head in there. Oh, Urethrosaurus rex. And when it gets mad and it starts yelling and spitting, it's piss.
Jeffy, please, please, dear God, just, if you'd be quiet and just go in there, we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese dick. Oh, Oscar Mayer wiener dick comes in a package of 8 with fucking gravy and fuck.
Oh, look, there's Jeffy.
J-Man, what's good?
How is he still coming to school? Isn't he like 20?
All right, everyone, shut the shit up. I'm your substitute teacher today.
Wait, Jeffy's our substitute teacher?
You can't be our substitute teacher. Where's Jackie Chu?
Oh, the old teacher? He's in egg roll world getting lady boys. So he put me in charge. Yes, you guys gotta do everything I say.
I'm not doing what you say, you ugly helmet-wearing idiot.
That's it. You're wearing the tarp cap, and you're gonna go stand in the corner.
I am not wearing that tarp cap.
Yes, you are, Tartar Binks. You're not gonna stand on the corner.
I said I'm not doing it. You can't make me.
I will beat your fucking ass.
Well, come over and do it then.
All right, class. First lesson of the day. How to get your ass beat and wear a tarp cap.
You wear this tarp cap or he's gonna wear you.
All right, that is going to be your new assignment. I didn't tell you to turn around. If you turn around again, I'm going to hit you, and I'm going to add more work to that hat. So you're going to stay in that corner for the rest of the year. All right, now that the trash is taken out, we're going to get to the next order of business. We're going to call roll. I don't know any of you fuckers' names. So what you're going to do is you're going to stand up and tell me what you had for dinner 3 nights ago. And if you can't remember, you're going to join Tard in the corner.
I don't know what I ate 3 nights ago.
Bro, I don't eat every night, so we're good.
I think I had McDonald's.
Pretty yummy. What toy'd you get?
It was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toy.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle dick. A Teenage Turtle's mutated dick. How'd they get a toy out of that? Hey, Glasses Man, what'd you have for dinner?
Sauerkraut? I have it every night.
The fuck is that?
You know what? I'm tired of this game. I think I get the gist of who you all are. All right, so the first lesson that we're going to learn today is science. And the first lesson of science is, why my slinky do that? So I have my slinky right here, and I'm going to drop it, and you're going to tell me why it do that. So what the problem is when I drop this slinky doesn't fall to the ground until the top of my slinky reaches the bottom of the slinky. Allow me to demonstrate. Why it do that?
I don't get it. It just fell. You dropped it and hit the ground.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm confused.
I know. It went pretty fast, so I'm going to do it again. Hey, I told you not to turn away from the corner. You stay in that corner right now. All right, so now let me demonstrate again with my slinky. If I hold the slinky all the way up here at the top of the chalkboard, the bottom of the slinky is down there. So if I drop the slinky, it doesn't fall until the top of my slinky reaches the bottom of my slinky. I'm going to drop it now, okay? 1, 2, 3, drops. Why did you do that?
I still don't understand what's going on. I mean, you drop it, it hits the ground. That's what's supposed to happen.
What are you trying to prove?
Yeah, I'm still not getting it.
I know it's hard to see in real life. So what we're going to do is we're going to do it a third time. And this time someone's going to record it in slow motion on their phone so you can see what I'm talking about. What? Tarn, why don't you have your cap on?
You hit me with a globe and it fell off.
Well, then put it back on.
Fine.
I didn't try to leave the corner.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to get the slinky, and someone come up here and record it on your phone.
Okay, I'm going to record it.
Okay, record this in slow motion. 1, 2, 3, go. All right, tell me someone got that shit. All right, so the slinky is just hovering there, and then when I drop it, it doesn't fall until the top of the slinky hits the bottom of the slinky.
I hope no one's epileptic.
Yeah, it didn't fall until the top hit the bottom.
Wait, hold on, rewind it? That motherfucker looked! Oh, I'm gonna beat his ass!
Did you fucking turn around when I dropped this slinky?
No.
I beat liars with pencil sharpeners.
I told you not to turn around!
Ow!
Alright, that was your science lesson on why slinkies do that. Now we're going to move on to history. So history is something that has happened in the past. So 10 months ago, I took my daddy's electric toothbrush, turned it on, and shoved it up my ass. And to this day, my daddy has not noticed, and he has not changed his toothbrush. And I do it every 2 months. So you're going to want to write this down. It's going to be on the test. This is how it's going to be worded. How many months ago did I start shoving my daddy's electric toothbrush up my ass and twirling it around? Second question, how clean is my asshole? Third question, why am I doing that? I don't know. Does it feel good? Maybe. That's a hypotenuse. Write that down. It's going to be like a math and a history question combo. It's like a bumpkin.
Hello, class. I'm Mrs. Bagley, your substitute teacher. I'm so sorry I'm late. My husband, Harold, fell off the front porch this morning, and I had to pick him up. And then he shit himself. Anyway, let's get started. Like I said, class, my name is Miss...
Wait, what the fuck are you doing? Stop it! Stop touching my board!
Well, who are you?
I'm the substitute teacher.
No, but I'm the substitute teacher. The school called me.
Well, they changed their mind.
What? But I drove 50 miles in the rain to get here.
Well, you can drive 50 miles in the rain to get back.
Oh, I'll never teach at this school again.
That's fine. I think we'll be all right. Hold on. I need to use you for my history lesson. All right, class. Now, she was alive during the dinosaurs. So go ahead and tell the class what the dinosaurs were like.
Oh, you're a naughty boy.
All right, class, new question that's going to be on the test. Why did that give me a chubby? Now we're going to move on to math. How old do you guys think she was? I think she's like pushing like 97.
She looked 72.
I'm going to say
80. 60,
dude.
All good answers, but I think we're going to stick with mine of 97. So, in the future, if you ever find yourself needing to do the math, you can use AI like ChatGPT, Google that shit, or just use a calculator, okay? It's 2025. We don't need to do all that bullshit. All right, so let's go back to history, like the history pop quiz. How many months ago did I start shoving my daddy's electric toothbrush in my ass and twirling it around?
10 months.
Every 2 months.
Did I say every 2 months? Let me correct that. It's every 2 minutes. Actually in there right now. Let's get a whiff.
Who made Miss Bagley cry?
That one.
So, and that's my show and tell project. My electric toothbrush smelling.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
My ass.
Ew. So he was the one impersonating a substitute teacher?
That's the one.
Catch!
God damn it! Oh, you rascal! Oh, I'm gonna get you next time!
Do I still have to stand here?
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was fun.
Hey, Jeffy, have you seen my electric toothbrush?
No, I don't think I've seen that. Well, definitely keep an eye out.
Hey there, I'm here to arrest Jeffy.
Wait, why?
Oh, he impersonated a substitute teacher and then he beat up a kid.
He did what?
Oh, damn, Marvin, your breath smells like ass.
Wait, no, I brush my teeth twice a day, every day.
Well, how often do you switch out your toothbrush?
Well, I hadn't been for at least 10 months.
I will change it out, but Jeffy did not impersonate a substitute teacher.
Oh, he didn't? Well, guess I was wrong. Case closed, then. See you guys later.
Well, can you open up a new case? My toothbrush is missing.
Yeah, I can tell.
But no, it just went missing today. I can't find it.
From my asshole.
So sick.
Marvin, I got you chicken noodle soup, your favorite.
G is for gay.
What?
I'm reading my gay BC so I can be woke, and G is for gay.
Marvin, come eat your soup.
What, you're eating it with a fork?
They didn't give me a spoon.
Well, go back and get a spoon.
I'm not going to get a spoon. Just eat it quickly, look.
L is for lesbian.
Jeffy, read it quietly.
And K is for Kiki. I guess they like cats.
Marvin, come get your soup.
Okay, I guess I'll try to eat it.
R is for rug muncher.
It's too hot. You can blow on it.
Okay.
And T is for trains. They just spelled it wrong. They spelled it T-R-A-N-S.
Jeffy, I said read quietly.
Come on, Marvin. It'll make you feel better.
Well, can you start with the crackers, please? My stomach hurts.
Fine.
Daddy, for X, they only put the letter X. They didn't put X-ray because if they took an X-ray, it would show what gender they are. And they're not ready for that conversation yet.
Marvin, I can't open up the crackers!
Okay, listen. No, just put the crackers down. I'll just eat the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, chicken noodle soup, dick. Filled with chicken and noodles and shit.
Okay, everyone's yelling. I have a headache. I'm gonna call a doctor. I can't deal with this.
Mommy,
there is a kid that has the gay BCs on their bookshelf, and their parent says, hey, go read your gay BCs. And the kid says, yes, they, them.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, I'm so sick.
Ew. Let's just shove that in there. That's better. Ooh, chicken noodle soup. Have you eaten any of that yet?
Here, you want some?
Yes. Wait, why are you eating it with a fork, dumbass?
Because we don't have a spoon.
Dumbass.
Well, someone said you look like an owl.
Who? No, who? Fucking who, bitch?
You're an angry owl.
What are you talking about? Oh, fuck you guys. Oh, I get it. You told me I look like an owl just so I'd ask you, thus confirming that I'm an owl. But I'm not an owl, okay? I'm a doctor. I don't have big eyes. I don't have wings. I can't rotate my head 180 degrees.
But someone said you look like an owl.
Who? Oh, fuck off.
What do you guys think O stands for in the gay BCs? It stands for, oh my god, I love penis.
Okay, well, I'm not an owl, alright? Alright, you guys thought it would be so funny just to call a doctor over here just to say I'm an owl. Well, I'm not an owl, so fuck you guys. I'm not helping you.
Oh,
B is for butt stuff. And P is for prolapsed anus from the butt stuff.
Baby, take the book away from him.
But how am I gonna be woke? No one's gonna know that I identify as a lawn chair yet.
So take the book away from him.
Oh, Blaney, you're home early from work.
Yeah.
Why do you have your mad eyes on, Blaney?
Oh, because somebody at the hospital said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that, Blaney? That's not very nice.
No, Karen, what I'm saying is somebody said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that? I don't understand. Have they even seen me? Do they even know what I look like, Blaney? I don't look like an owl.
No, Karen, follow me on this, okay? I know a person. I know their name, okay? And I would tell you if you asked that they said that you look like an owl.
But, Boyne, what's their name? You tell me, because you know what? I'll search them up on Facebook, and maybe they look like an owl, and they're saying I look like an owl because they're projecting, Boyne. I'll poke them on Facebook, Boyne. I will.
You're supposed to say who. I say somebody said you look like an owl, and then you say who, and I say, ha-ha, you're an owl.
Ah! Boyne! That would have been funny if I said who, because you said I look like an owl, and then I would say who like I am an owl, and it would be like I was an owl, Boyne.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What a hoot.
Uh-huh, yeah, that is the joke, but you didn't say it.
Boyne, we should go to Hooters. Oh, we can get wings and look at boobies.
Well, I think they went out of business.
Who?
Oh. Okay, fuck this. I'm going to my cop job. Hey, sir, I'm clocking in.
What, Officer Guy? You're not supposed to work today.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to. I need the extra hours.
Okay, well, I guess I can put you on traffic duty today.
All right, thanks. Hey, by the way, someone in the office said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
What? Oh, that's the goddamn funniest thing I ever heard. You said somebody said I look like an owl, and I said who? And that's the noise owls make. So fucking funny. And you thought of that all on your own?
Yeah, I sure did. That is a Brooklyn guy original.
You know what? I'm giving you a raise.
Wait, really?
Yeah, we need more funny cops around here. People around here are just too damn serious.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, hey, Officer Simmons. Somebody said you look like an owl.
Well, why would they say that? That's hurtful.
No, Simmons, you're supposed to say who, damn it. You're demoted. You're on parking tickets from now on.
Oh.
Huh, I can't believe I got a promotion for making that stupid joke. Maybe I am a comedian. But, whoa, that guy's driving like an owl. I better pull him over. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hi, officer. I'm Charlie.
Where is that laughing coming from?
It's the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed you were swerving quite a bit. Have you had anything to drink?
Plenty.
Oh, well, how much?
A whole bag.
Oh, Capri Sun. I guess that's fine. But you were speeding, too.
Oh, what? I didn't have on my blinkers?
Oh, that's pretty good because you're blinking.
Yeah. Well, and I have been getting road head. I'm sorry, officer. I am a freak.
Oh, that looks like a severed head.
Mm-hmm. The body's in the trunk.
Okay, well, I don't really understand that part of the joke, but hey, somebody at dispatch said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
You're funny. Did you write that?
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's all me.
Oh, man, you could be a comedian. We need writers here. Well, do you want to be a writer for me?
What, me? A writer for Charlie? I'd love to.
We need original content.
Oh, I'm full of original content. Everything I say is original.
It sounds like it. Look, come meet us tonight. We need new content for an episode.
Okay.
Oh, thank God he didn't check the trunk. I have a whole body in there. I'm a murderer.
Oh, Blaney, you dressed all fancy. What, you got a hot date tonight?
Yeah, with a girl owl who said you also look like an owl.
Oh, Blaney, you want me to say who again, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Very good, Karen. You got it.
Yay, boy.
Well, no, actually, the reason I'm dressed up is, you know that guy Charlie from Charlie and Friends?
Yeah.
Well, he thought my owl joke was so funny, he wants me to write for his show.
Really, Boynie? That's so exciting. What other jokes do you know?
Oh, so many. I'm just full of jokes.
Tell me one.
Well, no, I'm not going to tell them to you because you might steal them. And people who steal joke are, that's fucked up. You shouldn't steal jokes. That's wrong.
Oh, Boynie, I have a joke that you could tell everyone tonight. You want to hear it?
Okay.
What do you do if you get swallowed by an elephant?
What?
You run around till you're pooped out.
I don't get it.
Like, you run around till you're pooped out tired, or you run around until he poops you out?
What does that have to do with an elephant?
Nothing, Boynie.
Okay, it could have been any large animal. That joke is stupid. I'm not saying that.
Well, fine, Boynie, then don't.
Okay, I won't, because I have plenty of other jokes. And you know what? Somebody told me that you make bad jokes and you look like an owl.
Well, that's really hurtful, Boynie. I don't appreciate being talked about that way. That's not nice.
Damn it, Karen, you still don't get it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the joke writing room for the new episode of Charlie and Friends that's going to be airing tonight. And who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm new. Charlie said he liked my joke.
Oh, yeah? Let me hear it.
Oh, well, somebody here said you look like an owl.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl? Was it you, Steven?
No, sir.
Was it you, Susan?
No.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl?
Well, you said who, so you're an owl.
Goddamn shit I've ever heard. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Well, we're gonna get you a name tag that says Funny Motherfucker, because that's your new name now. You can stay. All right, Steven, give me a joke.
Okay, your mom is so poor.
No, she's not.
Okay, his mom is so poor. I saw her wearing one shoe, so I said, what happened to your other shoe? Did you lose it? And she said, no, I found this one.
You're fired. Susan, give me a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Actually, owls go who, not cars.
That's funny as shit! This is a funny motherfucker! You two need to learn to be more like him!
Can I finish my joke?
I don't even remember the beginning part of it, so it's fucking stupid.
Cargo beep beep.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. All right, funny man, give me another one.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody said you look like an owl.
I've already heard that one. Give me another one.
Oh, a different one.
Yes.
I got those. Somebody said you look like a parakeet.
Who?
Oh, I said a parakeet, not an owl.
It's even funnier the third fucking time, Steven. Right? All right, Steven, give me another joke.
I thought it was fire.
Okay, fine. Stay fired.
No, no, please. I have another joke. I have another joke.
Okay, and it better be funny, because if it's not, thumbtacks are going to go in your ass. Five of them.
Yes, sir.
All right, go.
His mom is so fat, she took a bite of her phone because it was made by Apple.
Go. Go to my office, get five thumbtacks, and start shoving them up your ass. And I'm going to know if it's five or not, because I'm going to have you shit them out into my hand. Everyone get a good look at Steven's ass. That's the last time you're going to see it without thumbtacks in it. All right, Susan, another joke, please?
Okay, why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
Why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
He didn't have the guts.
Almost as funny as your joke. Go ahead and tell me another one.
Oh, another one. Okay, well, what do owls say when they get hurt?
Ouch?
No, they say owl.
That's fucking stupid. Okay. All right, that's enough poultry jokes, okay? Give me another one that has nothing to do with owls.
Oh, a different one. Okay, well, can I use the bathroom real quick?
Sure, but when you come back, you better tell me a joke so funny I laugh the shit out of my ass.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, Susan, give me another joke.
Why did the wheel on the car stop spinning?
Why?
Because it was tired.
All right, you can write that one down. We'll keep that one.
Please answer.
Hello?
Marvin, put your wife on the phone.
Wait, why?
Just do it!
Baby, it's the doctor. He wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hey, you remember that owl joke you told me?
Yeah!
Yeah, it was really good, and I need another joke that's not about owls.
Oh, what's green and has wheels?
What?
Grass. I lied about the wheels.
No, I don't think he's gonna like that. I think he's gonna put thumbtacks in my ass.
What?
Give me another joke.
Oh, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Oh, I've already heard this.
No!
I didn't even say who.
Okay, I got one. What's brown and sticky?
I don't know shit.
No, a stick.
I could maybe use that one. Give me another one.
Why did Susie fall off the swing?
Why?
Because she doesn't have arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
Oh, I see, because she didn't have arms.
Moo! It's the cow!
Okay, I think I can maybe use those. Thanks. Oh, I'm so fucked.
Steven, you're walking like there's only four in there. There better be five, because I'm gonna check.
There's five.
All right, good.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, everyone, look, Funny Fuckhead's back! Come on, tell me a funny joke, Funny Fucker. I'm hungry. I want Yummy the Funny Time. Oh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
What?
Because she doesn't have any arms?
How the fuck was she knocking? Was she hitting her head on the door?
Moo.
What?
That's a cow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on. Can I please start over? I messed up.
Please do.
What's brown and sticky?
What?
Grass. I lied about the brown and sticky.
Are you okay? Did you do shrooms in the fucking bathroom?
No, I got it, okay? What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
What?
He poops you out, I think.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What happened to you being a funny fuckhead? Come on, be funny!
Okay. Yeah, be funny, buddy!
Funny!
Come on!
Tell jokes!
Be funny!
Okay, I stole the owl joke, okay?
You stole the owl joke?
Yes, I stole it.
You're fucking fired! Steven, let me see those thumbtacks. Go ahead and shit them out in my hand. There's an asshole that's more deserving of it, just when I didn't think it was possible. Hold on, let me go. You put him the sharp side in first? Oh, it's crazy, Steven. Good work. Alright, I only have four, Steven, goddammit!
Ow.
Orny, what's wrong?
I got thumbtacks shoved up my ass for lying.
What'd you lie about?
Well, you know that owl joke I told you earlier? I stole it.
Orny, you stole a joke? That's horrible!
Well, your stupid elephant joke didn't really work either.
Well, how did you say it, Boynie?
Well, you know, I said what happens when you get eaten by an elephant. You get pooped out.
Boynie, you said it wrong. It's you run around until you pooped out.
Yeah, well, I don't think that extra little sentence would have stopped the thumbtacks.
I don't know, Boynie. I mailed the joke in. We should see if they use it.
They're not gonna use it.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Charlie. And today, I'm gonna be saying jokes sent in by fans. So what do you do if you were eaten by an elephant? You run around until you get pooped out! That is funny! That is freaking funny! Oh man, whoever said that, oh, that's hilarious. Pooped out.
I'm gonna go tell that joke to my boss so I get another raise. Hey, sir.
Hey there, funny man.
Hey, I got another joke for you. What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
Guy, I just saw that joke on Charlie and Friends. You're under arrest for theft, and you're losing your raise.
Man, I get arrested and I have thumbtacks in my ass.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Hi, guys. I'm Charlie. And today, I'm home alone. You know what that means. I'm gonna play with myself. Gotta get ready. Oh, yeah, gotta get ready. Oh, I'm about to play with myself so hard. Now, what game do I want to play by myself? Oh, Miss Pac-Man! Huh, look at me, playing with myself! By myself! Oh, Charlie, I thought you were talking about something else! I wouldn't mind watching that either! How do you come up with this stuff? Oh, genius! Comedic genius! Hey, all you Charlie and Friends fans out there, do I have a contest for you? Who wants a signed pair of my underwear?
Yes! Yes! Oh, I've been dreaming for this day! Yes!
And not just any pair of my underwear. Hold on. This pair. I've had these on since the very first episode of Charlie and Friends. Oh, and I haven't washed them. God. And they can belong to you!
Yes! Charlie! I need those! Give them to me, please!
And you're probably wondering, how do I win these? Well, all you have to do is call me and tell me how much you love me. And if I believe you, you win. I'll be waiting by my phone.
That's all I gotta do? I can tell you how much I love you! I love you every day! Where's my phone? I can call.
I'm getting a phone call. Hello?
This is Camille Habib Habab, and I want to put your underwear on my doorknobs.
Well, how much do you love me?
As much as a camel loves water.
Not good enough. Bye. God,
Next caller.
What? Come on, answer me!
I'm getting another phone call.
Hello?
Hi, this is Mr. Goodman, and I would like to buy your underwear.
They're not for sale. How much do you love me?
I don't love anyone. I only love my money, so I would like to buy your underwear.
Well, they're not for sale!
Next caller.
Stop answering other people! Answer me!
Another caller. Hopefully this one loves me. Hello? Please tell me you love me.
Charlie, it's me, Bowser, your biggest fan. Oh, I love you so much. I love you. I would do anything for you. I would put my kid up for adoption for you. I would eat my own toenails. Oh, I love you.
Whoa, sounds like that fan loves me. Looks like we have our winner, guys. Congratulations, Bower. You get the underwear.
Yes! I won the underwear!
Oh man, about to cook dinner.
Chef Pee-Pee, I won the underwear!
What?
I won the underwear! Ow, Bowser! I won the underwear!
Oh, I need to get a new job.
Hey, Junior, I only got four fingers. What's up with that?
I won the underwear!
You want underwear?
Yes!
Is that a good thing?
Yes!
Pee-pee!
Exactly, Pee-pee! In the underwear! I want the underwear! That must be the underwear! Hello? Do you have my underwear?
Congratulations. You're the winner of Charlie's Used Underoos.
I'm the only one that can smell now. Everybody in the kitchen right now!
What, Bowser? What do you want, Dad?
You see these beautiful pair of underwear right here, signed by Charlie?
Ew, Dad, why do you have that?
Because I want them in a contest, and I want to hang them up right here in the kitchen, so every time I eat, I can see them.
Ew, Dad, why would you want that?
Because they're special to me. Look, you better not touch them, okay? If you touch them, you're going to lose all your video games and toys for the rest of your life. And Chef Pee-Pee, if you touch them, you're going to clean the toilet with your tongue. You got that?
I understand, Dad.
Whatever, Bowser.
What did your dad want, Junior?
He wanted to tell me not to touch a smelly underwear that's hanging up in the kitchen.
Why would you do that?
I don't know why you'd do that.
Hey, Junior, you want to have a food fight in the kitchen?
I've never had a food fight before. Yeah, let's have a food fight.
Junior, Jeffy, your dinner's ready.
Oh, man, perfect timing. Now we can have our food fight. And it's ravioli, so it's really messy.
Ew, there's green beans on it. I hate green beans, Junior.
But I'll start the food fight.
Food fight! Yeah!
Oh no, Jeffy!
What?
Oh no, I'm in so much trouble!
Those are some dirty underwear, Junior. They need to learn how to use the bathroom.
Jeffy, do you know what you just did?
I sent it hard.
No, you threw ravioli all over my dad's signed underwear.
Why'd your dad got dirty underwear all over the wall?
Junior, what did you do?
Well, I didn't do it, Chef Pee Pee. Jeffy did it.
Well, he wanted to have a food fight. What?
Oh, you know what? I'm just gonna tell your daddy you're going to get grounded.
Jeffy,
tie him up.
All right.
Junior, let me go and untie me right now.
No, you're going to tell my dad get me grounded.
But he's going to find out anyway. Untie me.
Oh, well, then I'll let you out when he finds out. How about that?
No. Junior, untie me.
Close it, Jeffy.
Untie me right now.
All right, so we'll get him out whenever we fix the underwear, okay? Okay, now that we got rid of Chef Pee-Pee, we have to find a way to fix this underwear before my dad sees.
Well, why don't we just put it in the washing machine? That washes clothes.
You're a genius, Jeffy!
Well, I think with my head and not with my butt.
All right, let's put them in the washing machine. All right, Jeffy, I think it's done being clean. Wait, where are they at? Okay, they're there. Oh, look, they're good as new!
Pee-pee!
Now all I have to do is hang them back on the wall and my dad will never notice.
See, Junior, when something goes bad, there's always a good.
Yeah, let's go. There, they look perfect. My dad will never notice. We did it!
We did it! Yay!
We did it!
No eating here tonight!
Jeffy!
I know we did it!
Jeffy, we did it, Jeffy!
What?
Look, the signature's gone!
Oh, well, it must have just ran away.
Well, no, my dad cared about the signature. It was signed by Charlie, his most favorite person ever.
Well, why don't we just get another signature?
Because he's super famous. I don't know how to get another signature from him.
We just go to his house. I mean, that seems to be what people like to do these days. We'll just show up at his house and get a signature.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll Google his address and show up to his house, and he'll sign it.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do it. Okay, Jeffy. Google says that Charlie lives at this address. I don't think I'll have any problem with us just randomly showing up.
Yeah, me either.
So we're gonna go up there, ask him to sign his underwear, and we'll be good.
Okay, and I'm also gonna ask him for some free stuff.
Yeah, let's do it! Oh man, Jeffy, I'm so nervous. I don't know what to say to him. Jeffy?
What?
I said I'm so nervous, I don't know what to say to him.
What?
Take the Sharpie out of your ear.
What?
I said I'm so nervous, I don't know what to say to him.
Oh, I'm going to ask him if I can live with him.
That's a good idea. Okay, so how should I knock?
Oh, I'll show you. Please, open up!
Hold on, I'm coming.
Oh, hello. I'm Charlie. Why aren't you cheering?
Oh, yeah!
What are you guys doing in my house?
Can I live with you?
We were wondering if you could sign a pair of your underwear.
What? A pair of my underwear? What are you doing with that?
Well, I mean, we won in a contest.
Give them here! They're mine!
We need you to sign those.
Oh, no way. Get off my property before I call the cops.
Who's laughing? What? Hey! You can't take those! We need those back!
What are we going to do, Junior?
Well, now we have to get a pair of his underwear. I got an idea. Come on, Jeffy.
All right,
Jeffy, are you ready?
Why am I dressed like a girl if I got a wiener?
Because, Jeffy, we're a married couple, our car just broke down, and you really have to use the bathroom. So we're going to knock on the door, we're going to tell Charlie that you have to use the bathroom. You're a girl, he's not going to say no to you, so while you're using the bathroom, you're going to grab a pair of his underwear while I distract him, okay?
But I got a wiener.
It doesn't matter, he doesn't know that, so knock on the door like a girl.
All right.
Ooh, I'm a girl, I got to go use the bathroom.
Oh, hi. I'm Charlie. What are you guys doing here?
Hello, sir. Me and my beautiful wife, Jeffina, were driving through your neighborhood, and our car broke down. So she really has to use the bathroom. So we're wondering if you could use the bathroom.
Yeah, but I got a wiener.
I don't know how that works, but sure, you can use my bathroom.
All right, let's go, Jeffina.
Good. So the bathroom's over there.
Okay, thanks. I mean, ooh, I'm a girl.
You got a nice place here.
Oh, thank you. So how did you meet your wife?
Second grade.
Oh, man. I dropped out in second grade.
How do you get those people to laugh whenever you want?
Oh, those are my friends.
Yep, those are underwear.
So I got a question. Your name's Charlie. Why is there three Y's in your name?
Well, there's a Y for every divorce I got. Because I wonder, why did I even get married?
Pick off! I got your underwear! Pick off!
Hey, is that my underwear?
Jeffy, run!
Give me my underwear!
Hey! Oh, man, Jeffy, that was close!
Well, at least we got the underwear.
Well, now all we gotta do is get him to sign it. But how? I got an idea. Come on, Jeffy.
All right,
Jeffy. We're dressed as TV executives, and we're gonna say that we're from corporate, and we're gonna pitch him a new TV show idea. He's gonna want the deal so bad, he's gonna be begging to sign that underwear, thinking it's the contract.
Junior, I'm business up top and party down below.
Yeah, if I saw us, I would sign a TV deal.
Me too.
All right, knock on the door.
Oh, this is a business deal! Open up!
Hold on. Hi, guys. Hi, Charlie. You guys.
We're from corporate, and we see your name in lights, Hollywood signs. We see you being famous, kid. We want to pitch you a TV show.
Wait, I'm already famous.
But you could be more famous. Just let us inside, and we'll tell you how to get rich.
More famous. I like that. Come on inside.
Yeah.
So what were you talking about?
So you have a hit TV show named Charlie and Friends, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, how would you like to be rich?
Tell me more.
Okay, so we were thinking about a new TV show called Charlie and Friends 2.
Wait, 2?
Number 2 in your pants.
In my pants?
In your pants. Yeah, Charlie and Friends 2. Actually, Charlie and Friends Dose.
Dose?
Yeah, it's going to air on Telemundo.
Telemundo?
Yup, see, here's the thing. People in America love Charlie and Friends, but people in Mexico don't know what you're talking about, because the show is in English.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, so if we make Charlie and Friends Dose, it's going to be Charlie and Friends in Spanish, and all the people in Mexico will love you. We're talking international, baby.
And if you throw a couple of chipapas in there,
you'll be good.
Yeah, I'm talking no more U.S. dollar. I'm talking full-on pesos.
Oh, I like pesos and Mexican women.
Yeah, there you go, so it's a win-win. I'm talking all the Mexican pesos, and look, do you want to sign or not?
Yeah, where do I sign?
You sign right here on a pair of your underwear.
Man, these contracts are getting weird.
Yeah, so just sign your name, like kind of like an autograph on this underwear.
Okay.
Kind of sideways, yeah, like that.
All right.
Well, it was a pleasure doing business with you, Charlie. Or should I call you El Charlo?
Gracias.
I'll go wash it.
Okay.
Finally, Jeffy. They look exactly how they're supposed to look. We did it!
We did it!
Yay!
No eating here tonight. No eating here tonight.
What are you brats doing in my underwear?
Oh, I'll tell you, sir. We accidentally threw ravioli at your stinky underwear.
Oh, no, Jeffy, shut up. Let's go.
Yeah, you better stay away from my underwear. Oh, Charlie, I love these underwear.
Today was stressful, Jeffy.
You said it, Junior.
I just have this weird feeling that we're forgetting something.
Oh, yeah. Four fingers, Junior.
No, I don't think it's that. It's something else.
You don't have any fingers, Junior. You got a club.
Junior, you forgot about me. Junior, get me out of this trunk right now. Junior! Junior!
Hungry, hungry hippos?
Heck yeah, dude.
Technically, the correct term should be hungry, hungry hippopotamuses.
Hungry, hungry hippopotamuses. Hippopotamus is Mrs. Hippo is your mom, Mrs. Hippopotamus.
Junior, you... Such an ass. You make a joke about my mom every time we play this game.
Well, because every time we play this game, she's still a hippo.
We gotta remind you, dude.
And maybe if she loses some weight, she won't be a hippo anymore. So, all right, guys, whoever eats the most marbles wins.
Okay. Hungry, hungry, hippo time.
All right, one, two, three.
The adults are going Christmas shopping, so you are going to be home alone. Jeffy, you're in charge.
Yes, you guys have to do what I say.
Jeffy, if you make a mess in this house, I'm going to beat your ass.
Ooh, I like that, Marvin. Yeah, Junior, if you make a mess in this damn house, I'm going to beat your ass, too. I like the display of dominance. I need to do that more often.
All right, kids, if there are any emergencies, you can call us.
We're gonna be home alone.
I don't know what the fuck I went. Sorry.
Come back. Anyway, we're home alone, guys, with no parents.
Yeah. You guys want to make a mess in your house?
Yeah. You want a finger paint on the walls?
Yeah. I'll go get the poop.
What?
Yeah.
Hey.
I just painted Cody's mom because she's a hungry, hungry hippo.
Look at a big ass.
I painted myself all hunky and shit.
I painted my daddy because he's a bitch.
You put meanie butt.
Oh, I thought that's how you spell bitch. Look, I made a basketball, but I gave up.
Heck yeah. Let's party.
Woo. So are you guys excited to go to the mall?
Yeah, so we can spend money that we don't have.
Marvin, quick question. Why you got your old lady driving? I didn't know she had the balls in the relationship.
Hey, I'm not old, Marvin. For Christmas, I want Botox.
Yeah, Marvin, why you got your girlfriend driving? They just got their rights like 20 years ago.
Hey!
Everyone just shut up.
Marvin, can you call Jeffy and make sure he's okay?
We just left like 30 minutes ago. Jeffy's fine.
Marvin, just call him.
It's ringing. Woo! Silly, silly, making a mess. Yeah, no parents. Yeah, drink a root beer.
Oh, yeah. You get thrown, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm so drunk from the root beer, guys.
Dude, I am wasted.
I might be a little fucked up.
Oh, no parents. We can do whatever we want. He didn't answer. No, I'm sure he's fine. Hey, Braxton, can you call your son and see if he's okay?
Yeah, whatever. They're probably running amok at the house anyway.
Oh, man, guys. After we fill this pinata with glitter, we're going to hit it, and glitter's going to go everywhere.
Oh, I'm going to hit it so hard, I'm going to paint the walls with glitter. Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, dude. Make a big mess.
Aren't you guys scared that your parents are going to be mad?
They're always mad.
Yeah, I have no parents. Why is he worried?
Yeah, he doesn't even have parents. Our parents said don't make a mess, but we don't care about making messes around here. Put more glitter in there.
More glitter, dude.
Yeah, more glitter.
Yeah, Junior didn't answer either.
I'll call Brooklyn guy and see if he'll go check on him since we're too far away.
Hold on, Karen, my phone's ringing. Yello?
Hey, Brooklyn guy, are you busy?
Well, I mean, me and my wife are talking about water bottles, so yeah.
Well, me, Rose, Chef Pee Pee, and Braxton are going to the mall.
And you want to invite me? Yeah, I want to go to the mall.
Oh, I love the mall. I want
to
go.
Yeah, we want to come to the mall.
I'm not inviting you to the mall. I'm calling you to see if you can go check on Jeffy. I left him home alone with the other kids, and I want to make sure they're safe. They're not answering their phone.
So you just wanted something, and you're not inviting me because I'm your friend?
Well, you can come to the mall if you want, but I'm calling to see if you go check on the kids for me.
If I want to, because you don't want me to come to the mall, right?
Boyne, fill me in. I can't hear anything.
He doesn't want us to come to the mall.
No!
Well, I don't care if you come to the mall. I just... Okay, look, I want you to come to the mall, But I'm buying you a Christmas gift, so why would I invite you?
A Christmas gift?
Yeah, it's a secret.
Oh, it's a secret. Here, Marvin's buying me a Christmas gift, and I really hope it's that big Lego Star Wars Death Star Lego set they just released.
That's so exciting, Barney. What's a Death Star?
It's a thing from a movie. It's got like a billion Lego pieces. Hey, what store you at?
The Lego store.
Oh, he's gonna get the Death Star for sure.
Yeah, listen, can you go please check on my son? Like, they're not answering the phone, and they're kids, and they're home alone.
Okay, yeah, I will go check on your stupid kids, but can you go check if they have it, like, if they have a Cinnabon? Could you get me a Cinnabon?
There's a Cinnabon, yep, I see it. It's right in front of my face.
Yeah, well, I want one.
Oh, two Cinnabons. That's two Cinnabons. And can you check if they have the hot dogs with the pretzel buns?
I can't check, I'm not fucking there.
Not where? Not at the mall? Did you lie to me?
I am at the mall. I'm just outside. I put your gift in the trunk.
Oh, well, can you check the hot dog situation?
Yeah, they have them.
You saw them?
Yep, I see them right now.
Okay, so I want one of those. Two Cinnabons and a hot dog with a pretzel bun.
Actually, Boyne, that sounds really good. I want to try that too.
Please, can you just check on my son?
I will go check on your stupid kids.
Yeah, call me. Call me when you see them.
Okay, well, I'll meet you at the mall.
Yeah.
Okay, Karen, we gotta go check on Marvin's ugly kids.
Boyne, this is just so much. It's too big.
Yeah, well, I wish you would say that. Come on.
Okay. Wait,
it's gonna be pretty cold, so maybe you should, like, bundle up.
Oh, can I put on my elf mask?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll put on my shiesty.
Brooklyn guy's gonna go check on Jeffy and the kids and make sure they're okay, alright?
Whew, that's a relief.
Yeah, we're almost to the mall or what?
Alright, Jeffy, are you ready to smack this pinata and make glitter go everywhere?
I'm about to smack the F out of it.
There's gonna be 25 letters left after that.
What?
What?
Well, because he said he's gonna smack the F out of it, so what about the other letters?
You can beat Cody with the bat after you're done.
Yeah, please.
Then don't hurt me.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Whoa! Yeah! Oh, okay. Okay. He's not resisting. You can stop.
Okay. All right, you guys want to watch me get a Blumpkin?
Wait, what?
Wait, what are you talking about?
I press this button right here, and I get a Blumpkin. You guys can be in the cup chair.
I'm free!
Hey, bud.
Oh, hey, Jeffy.
We got an audience today, so y'all follow me.
Come on, bud. Oh, man, Karen, it is cold. I shouldn't have worn short sleeves.
Well, Barney, I told you to bring your jacket.
I know. I was just really worried about my face. Okay, let's see if these kids are home.
So these kids are home alone?
Yes, Karen, they're home alone. Come on, answer!
Barney, you like my face mask?
No, you look scary. You look like a shitty superhero.
But Barney, I'm an elf.
I almost don't do that. Come on!
You guys don't want to come in here and watch?
No.
I'll pass you. It can get real stinky in here.
It's awful.
All right, well, shut the door. I don't want any of the stench getting out.
There's someone at the door. You guys hear that?
Come on!
It sounds like a robber.
Dude, let me check this out.
Yeah, just check it out, check it out.
Come on, I want to go to the mall. What the fuck? I told you they were in there. Come on, you little shit, open the door. Open this door right now.
Dude, those are definitely robbers.
Really?
Robbers?
Yeah, they have ski masks on. They're not here to sing Christmas songs.
We have to call the cops. No, guys, we can't call the cops. If we do that, it's just going to prove to your parents that we're just dumb kids and we're not responsible enough to be left alone. We got to take these guys out ourselves. Give them a dose of justice.
I know exactly what to do. Hey, the door's jammed. The door's jammed. Can you meet us at my window up there? Like, that's how we can talk to you.
Wait, the door's jammed?
Barney, they told us to meet them at the window.
Okay, fine. We'll just peek in through the window, make sure they're okay, and then we go to the mall.
Yay, Cinnabon! Ooh, Boyne, is that the window? Well,
it's the only window that's open. Hey, kids, just poke your heads up so we can make sure you're okay and we can leave.
Come on, kids, show us your faces so we can leave.
Why do they want to see our faces so bad?
Dude, so they can take pictures of us and then make creepy AI videos so they can whack off to it and send it online.
I can always show them a picture of my bunghole.
Shut up, Cody. Listen, I was thinking we could throw this brick at him and hit him in the face. That'll teach him a lesson.
Heck yeah, dude.
First degree murder.
Shut up, Cody. Listen, Joseph, just throw a brick.
That's my type of crime. Watch this, dude.
We're about to show you our face.
Yeah, with a brick, bitch.
Oh, my God, Barney, are you okay?
What? No, I'm not okay. He just threw a brick at my face. Where the fuck would he do that?
How about you lick my bunghole?
Oh, that's it. I'm killing those kids. We're going around to the back door.
Oh, man, Joseph, you nailed him right in the face.
Heck yeah, dude. I got skills. The people I doused it for tell me I'm the next Michael Vick. Why?
Well, guys, they said they're going around to the back door.
I like the sound of that.
No, I don't think it's locked. Come on.
Ew.
Okay, guys, I just added jumper cables to the doorknob, so when they grab it, they're going to get electrocuted.
And then they're going to die.
Hey guys, I just finished my blumpkin.
Oh, how was it?
Stinky.
And how's the genie?
Well, he's full and I'm empty.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
Oh, well, people are trying to break into the house, so we're trying to kill them. Let's watch.
Okay.
No, when I see those kids, I'm gonna hit them in the face with a brick and see how they like it.
Boyney, calm down. They're just kids messing around.
Yeah, well, you didn't get hit in the face with a brick. I did. Oh, there they are.
Boyney, what's wrong? Boyney, are you okay?
He's getting electrocuted.
Zapped his ass.
Okay, guys, let's set up the next trap.
Okay, let me take these off first.
Boyney, what happened? Was it your allergies?
No, it's not my fucking allergies. I just got electrocuted.
Boyney, remember the time I broke my hand? Look.
I see your hand and I don't care. I think this door's unlocked. It's not. What the fuck are we gonna do now?
Let me try.
You're gonna get electrocuted.
Nope, it's locked.
What the fuck? Why didn't you get electrocuted? This is bullshit. Let's try something else.
Nah, those windows are too high. I need a ladder.
Boyney, knock it off. We saw the kids. They're obviously okay. Let's
They're
go.
Not okay, Karen. Nobody who acts like that is okay. There's something very wrong with those kids.
But, Boyney, I want to go to the mall.
Fuck the mall. Fuck Cinnabon. I want to go in there and teach those kids to respect their elders.
Boyney, don't disrespect Cinnabon. Let's go. There's no way in the house. The doors are locked. Come on.
Karen, look. The garage door is cracked. I could crawl under there, open the garage door, get in there and beat their asses.
Okay, kids, prepare to die.
Oh, fuck.
What's wrong, Boyney?
Oh, Karen, I'm on fire. Pull me out, pull me out, pull me out, pull me out. Ow, 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 ow. God, it burns so
hey,
bad.
Hey, it works. Here, look. I also got a cup of water.
Do it.
There you go.
Oh, God. Oh, what the fuck?
Boyney, how come you got caught on fire?
He had a goddamn flamethrower, Karen. Who has a flamethrower?
You know who doesn't have a flamethrower, Boyney? The mall.
I don't care, Karen. I'm going to kill that fucking kid. This is war now. I'm going back under there, and I'm beating his ass.
Boyney, wait. I thought of something. You really are Boyney now.
That's not funny, Karen. I started to reburn. I'm fucking disfigured now. I'm going to kill that bullshit. He's gone. Okay, Karen, I'm going to open up the garage door for you. Actually, no. You know what? Stay there. You don't want to see what I'm about to do to these kids. Please be unlocked. Please be unlocked. Please be unlocked and not electrified. Okay, we're good. It's unlocked. What the fuck? Fuck that. No, who has a flamethrower? Fuck Elon Musk handing out flamethrowers. It's getting quieter. Is he gone? He's gone. I'm in. Oh, what am I gonna do to him when I find him? Wait, I think I hear the flamethrower. Get away! Stay the fuck away from me with that fucking... What's going on?
All right, guys. When he tries to come up the stairs, we got a little surprise for him.
Oh, heck yeah, dude. It's gonna be sick.
Yeah.
Okay. That is it. I'm gonna kill those kids.
Oh, guys, I think he's coming.
My poor dude.
Are you kids upstairs? I think you are.
What are that?
Are those marbles? I don't have legs, you idiot. I can't slip on them.
How about a bowling ball?
A bowling ball? It still didn't hit me.
Oh, my God. Plan C.
Stupid kids trying to hit me with a bowling ball. You gotta be smarter than that. Oh.
Yeah!
Where did you kids get a paint bucket? How did you suspend it like that? This would take so long to engineer. I just got here. You set up these traps so quickly.
Oh, God. I think I'm almost dead, dadgummit.
All right, that's it. I'm coming up there. I'm getting you.
Where they at? What the fuck is this now? A door that's wrapped to look like a present? All of my instincts are telling me not to go in there. But I gotta say, I love presents almost as much as I love revenge. Okay. Maybe, for all the hell they put me through, they're gonna give me a present to make it up to me. Maybe they're gonna give me the Death Star Lego set. Presents?
Ow! 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 Fuck! Ow! I can't just go to fucking Cinnabon!
Okay, never mind, I give up! Fuck this! I'm going to the mall! My eye is hanging out of my head! I don't want to do this anymore!
I am in so much pain.
Kids, we're home early!
What?
happened to your face?
Your kids fucking happened to my face, okay? A flamethrower to my face. It's right fucking over there. You see that?
What,
your son had a flamethrower. Where the fuck did he get that?
Wait, is your eye hanging out?
Yes, it's hanging out because your son hit me in the head with a paint can and then he beat me with a baseball bat with sharpened candy canes put in.
Yeah, that sounds like Junior.
Wait, what are you talking about? They beat you with a bat with candy canes on?
They beat the shit out of me and they knocked my eye out of its fucking socket.
What's with the eye stick?
They put me in a goddamn freezer. What the fuck is wrong with you people that your kids turned out like that? What did you do to them?
Well, we had to cut our shopping trip early because you didn't answer the phone we told you to check on.
I was fighting for my goddamn life.
Nope.
Where is my fucking Lego set?
What Lego set?
No way.
What?
No fucking way. My best friend, who I thought was my best friend, didn't even get me a fucking Lego set for all this!
Well, we don't have even a Lego set at the mall.
No, we fucking don't! I just remembered that, motherfucker! You didn't even check on the hot dogs, did you?
They don't have hot dogs at the fucking place you asked for.
Cinnabon?
They don't have hot dogs there. You're thinking of Auntie Anne's.
Fuck! I am thinking of Auntie Anne's. I'm going home. Fuck all of you. Fuck out of my way.
Oh, baby, this lasagna smells good.
Thanks, Marvin. It's a brand new recipe I tried. It's a frozen lasagna that I microwaved for 15 minutes.
Well, you sure know how to use a microwave. Jeffy, dinner's ready.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
What the fuck is that?
It's a big old plate of green beans and a green bean shake to drink.
Mmm. So what are you guys having over there that's delicious and edible?
Frozen lasagna.
Mmm. You guys want to play charades?
Ooh, I love charades.
Okay, this is the first word.
Jeffy, you put that finger down, that's bad.
Jeffy, that's not very nice.
All right, and this is the second word.
Spider-Man?
No, who am I pointing at?
Jeffy, no hints.
Me?
Yeah, this, you.
Oh, that Jeffy, if you don't put that finger down, you're grounded.
Okay, am I grounded yet?
Yeah, you're grounded.
Okay, so I don't have to eat this?
You still have to eat the green beans.
Oh, well then in that case.
No, Jeffy, you put that finger down. It's a no-no finger.
It's an F-U finger, sure what it is.
No, it's a no-no finger. Put the no-no finger down.
No, it's an F-U finger.
You don't put it down. I'm gonna bite it. I'm gonna bite it. You put it away. Put that no-no finger away. You put that no-no finger away. Put it down. I don't want to see it again. That's it.
Ow! Ow! Help! You're hurting me!
Ow! There's someone at the door.
I'll get it.
Yeah, you go get. You put that finger down. You're gonna answer the door.
No, I think it took a blue chew. It's stuck like this.
No, Jeffy, you put that finger down.
Hey yo.
Hey there, Amazon Prime touchdown. See on the box, it says right there. It says touchdown because I guess we're the official sponsor of Thursday Night Football and Prime Energy Drinks. I guess I don't know what Prime means. I just got this job. I was working for UPS, but I crashed one of the planes, so I can't do that anymore.
Wait, why are you flipping me off? I gave you the package. I could have thrown it on the ground.
My finger's stuck like this.
Yeah, sure it is. Well, now I'm in a bad mood, so just take your stupid package.
Meow!
Did you just hear a cat?
Yeah, I think it's over there.
Meow!
Oh, I'm gonna go look for it.
Package at the door.
Who's it from, Jeffy?
I'll check in a second.
Wait, Jeffy, stop. You gotta...
Walk.
Oh, you dumbass!
Just fell with a finger.
Who's the package from, Jeffy?
Hold on, let me check.
Who's it from, Jeffy?
Oh, no, I can't read.
What the fuck were you looking at for so long?
Oh, I didn't want you to get mad, Daddy. I didn't want you to yell. I didn't want you to hit me.
Oh, somebody hit you. It says it's from Prince Bud Hobby.
Oh, looks like you can't read either, Daddy.
Wait a minute. That package isn't for us.
No, fuck! Okay, you know what? This package isn't for us. Let's just throw it back outside.
Hermana.
What?
Can I open it?
Well, no, you can't open it, Jeffy.
Why not?
Because the package doesn't belong to us. Stop with the finger. Listen, you can't open up a package that doesn't belong to you. It's illegal.
Well, how would they know that we opened it?
I mean, I don't. I guess they wouldn't know unless someone... I don't know.
All right, well, looks like I'm going to open it.
What? You can't...
I kind of want to know too, Marvin.
Behold! I don't know what it is.
Wow, Marvin, that's a pretty vase.
It looks really old.
It looks like it's made of real gold.
It looks like a big golden pee-pee, and this is the nutsack.
Thank you.
Jeffy, stop rubbing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm free! You know how long I've been stuck in there?
How long?
10,000 years!
Wow. Wait, are you a genie?
Yes!
He looks like the genie from Aladdin.
Wait, does Jeffy get wishes?
Yes, Jeffy gets 3 wishes.
Hold on! I get 3 wishes? Oh, fuck yeah. Wait. Jeffy can wish for whatever he wants?
Well, hold on, there are rules.
Alright, what are they? Lay them on me.
Rule number 1, you can't wish for people to die.
Well, hold on. What if I wish for someone to be stuck at the top of Mount Everest with no food, no water, no clothes, and no oxygen tanks?
I mean, I guess technically you could wish for that.
Okay, loophole. Okay. Alright, what's the second one?
Rule number 2, I can't make people fall in love with you.
Alright, well, now hold on. What if I wish for every man in the world to be trapped on a deserted island with a volcano that's going to erupt in 5 seconds? So the girls have no choice other than to fall in love with me because I got 2 wishes in this bitch.
I mean, once again, technically, I guess you could wish for that.
Oh, see? Second loophole, Daddy. See, I'm cooking.
And rule number 3, I can't bring people back from the dead.
Okay, yeah, I don't need that one.
Okay, and an additional rule, you can't wish for more wishes.
Well, hold on. Can I wish for another genie?
No.
Can I wish for another lamp with a genie in it?
No.
Can I wish that I wish for more wishes?
No, but you can wish to set me free.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, big dog.
But Jeffy, listen, you have 3 wishes. You can wish for whatever you want. Come on, you got to think.
I know, Dad. I'm right here trying to calculate the specifications of my wishes. Okay, see, I already got the first wish. That one's locked in. That one's not going to change.
Wait, what was the first wish?
You know what? I'll tell you. I wish for you to give me a Blumpkin.
What?
What's a Blumpkin?
He knows.
What? Are you sure you don't wish to wish for $1,000,000?
Nope.
What about to end world hunger?
Positive.
A Nobel Peace Prize.
How is that going to do anything to my wiener while I shit?
But Jeffy, fuck, to be real, you get 3 wishes, you got to wish for a Blumpkin.
Daddy, I'm cooking. I'm in the kitchen. I don't know what I'm making yet, but I'm cooking. I already know what I want.
You're not cooking, Jeffy. You could literally wish to do anything in the world, and you're going to wish for that.
Chef Boyardee in this bitch.
What?
Blumpkin time.
Okay, how about this? How about we start over? What do you want to wish for, Jeffy?
Blumpkins. What about me wishing for you to love giving Blumpkins so much that you just want to give me Blumpkins all the time and it doesn't count towards my wishes?
I already told you I can't make people fall in love with you.
I don't want you to fall in love with me. I want you to fall in love with giving Blumpkins.
But Jeffy, be real.
I am real, Daddy.
Listen, Jeff, start over. Real wish time.
Blumpkin. You know what? I wish for this genie right here to give me a Blumpkin. Get to it.
Okay. Give me 5 minutes. We'll be in the bathroom.
Oh, it's going to take way longer than 5 minutes. I'm constipated.
What's a Blumpkin?
Shut up. What's taking them so long?
I don't even know what they're doing. Aw, Genie, what's wrong?
Wait, where's Jeffy?
Hold on, I'm wiping! Woo! Sorry it took 45 minutes, Daddy. It didn't count until I started shitting. How was your job, bud? You better turn that frown upside down before I use my second wish to wish for the world's worst case of diarrhea, and then my 3rd wish for you to give me another Blumpkin.
Woo! Let's get this show on the road! So, J-Man, what's your next wish gonna be?
See, that's the type of energy we need around here!
Jeffy, listen to me! You wasted your first wish! You wasted it! You only have 2 wishes left. Come on, you can change your life. You can change our lives with your wishes.
Well, Daddy, I had 45 minutes to think about it while I was sitting on the shitter, and I think I'm pretty sure what my next wish is gonna be.
Okay, so you know what your next wish is gonna be?
Pretty sure.
Alright, what's your second wish so I know it's not stupid?
Alright, I think I'm gonna wish for a big bowl, shit in it, and then make him eat it.
Jeffy, why?
Jeffy, why?
Because it's funny.
No, Jeffy, it's not funny. It'd only be funny for a few seconds.
No, I think it'd be funny for a good while. And then in about 10 years, I could look at it on my phone and be like, ha, classic.
Jeffy, stop it. Stop asking for people to eat your shit. Stop asking for Blumpkins. You have 2 wishes where you could change the entire world. You could wish for $10 trillion, and then you could pay people to eat your shit.
I want him to do it.
Okay, you can ask for $100 trillion and pay him $1 trillion to eat your shit.
Well, I don't want him to do it for money. I just want him to do it because I said so.
Then Jeffy, stop it! Listen, Jeffy, be serious. Be real. You have a genie in front of you with 2 more wishes. Come on. You can wish for literally anything, anything.
Oh, I don't like green beans. I could wish for every green bean on Earth to never exist ever again.
Wow, that's a great idea for a wish, Jeff.
No, that's a stupid idea.
No, it's not. Are you going to listen to this ugly baldy?
Why don't you just wish for $10 trillion and you can buy all the food you want and you can just never eat green beans again?
Because I think that you would still try to find a way to make me eat them, and I don't want to eat them.
Well, not with $10 trillion. You can pay me not to make you not to care.
I'm really thinking about going with the green beans, so I think I'm going to do that.
My man, put it there.
All right, Jeff. I wish for you to give me a Blumpkin again. Yeah, fuck yeah. Come on, bud. Come on, bring it on. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so full.
Me too, Marvin. They've been gone forever.
What? Jeannie, are you okay? What, you want to talk about it?
In all my years of being a genie, I've never had someone wish for something like that. He could have had supermodels do that for him. But instead, he wanted me, a masculine, male, blue genie, to do it for him. Have you seen my teeth? I'm nothing but underbite, nothing but teeth on skin. I've had people wish for money, for wealth, fame, power, but never a Blumpkin. He had 3 wishes, and he wasted 2 of them on Blumpkins!
Woo! That wore me out, Day. Good job, bud. That was solid.
But Jeffy, you only have 1 wish left. Can you just wish for $10 trillion or something?
Yes. Please. Please get your last wish over with. Just, if it's a Blumpkin, just go ahead and wish for it. And that way, I can get out of here and never come back.
Oh, hold on. I'm not going to let you off that easy, bud. But, Daddy, I've been thinking about it for 2 hours, and I think I'm pretty set on my 3rd wish.
What is it, Jeffy?
All right, so I'm thinking about a button, right? And when I press it, anywhere in the world that he is, he poofs to me and gives me a Blumpkin. It's a Blumpkin button.
A Blumpkin button?
Yep.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Well, hold on. You didn't tell me that there was a rule that said that I couldn't do that. You said I couldn't wish to kill somebody. I couldn't wish for people to fall in love with me. I couldn't wish for more wishes. There was nothing in there about a Blumpkin button.
Can he do that?
You might want to rethink your rules, bud.
Wait, so a button that every time you press it, he appears and gives you a blunt.
Yep.
I mean, you never said he couldn't do that, but that's like unlimited Blumpkins.
Okay, fine. Your wish is granted. All right, there's your Blumpkin button. Now I'm out of here.
All right, to the bathroom, bud. Let's go.
All right.
Wait, what happened to the lamp?
I think it disappears and randomly pops up somewhere else, and whoever finds it gets their 3 wishes.
Oh, I wish I would have had those 3 wishes. I would have definitely used it to change my life.
I could have sworn I heard a cat out here. I've been looking for hours.
Meow!
Oh, hey there, kitty.
Hey, you see this lamp? Meow!
Oh, God, a cat that sounds like Gilbert Gottfried.
It just appeared out of nowhere. Meow!
It's a pretty nice lamp.
Hey, you got any wet food?
Yeah, I do at my house.
Oh, boy! Meow!
Well, I already have a cat that sounds like Christopher Walken. I guess I can have a Gilbert Gottfried. Okay, come on, kitty. I'm taking you and this lamp home with me.
Meow!
Hey, Karen, I'm home, and I brought you this lamp.
Boiny, you got that lamp just for me? It's so pretty.
Yep, and I also found this cat that sounds like Gilbert Gottfried.
Meow!
Boiny, a new cat and a new lamp all in one day? This is the best day ever.
Meow! Who is this? Chase!
You know, now that I got them both here, I'm starting to regret those.
Boiny, I love them so much!
Yeah, well, I got this lamp, too. It's really nice. It's a genuine antique.
I'm free! Finally, anywhere but there.
Karen, it's a genie and a lamp! Do we get 3 wishes?
Yes, anything you want. Money, wealth, power, a 14-inch wiener!
I want that.
No, Karen.
The last guy? The only thing he would wish for was for me to give him Blumpkins. He wasted all 3 of his wishes for me giving him Blumpkins.
Blumpkins, you say? Karen, go start dinner.
Okay, Boiny.
What are we having?
I wish you would give me a Blumpkin.
Why?
Well, you said the last guy did it 3 times. It must have been pretty good.
Why? So you're just going to waste one of your only 3 wishes on Blumpkins?
Yeah, you're right. That's a bad idea. I want a button, and every time I press it, you give me a Blumpkin. That way I still have 2 more wishes.
Oh, no. Jeffy's putting tape on the couch again.
Oh, no. Jeffy, stop it.
Baby, get the laser pointer.
Okay.
Jeffy, stop putting tape on the couch.
Stop it.
Here, Jeffy, go get it. Go get it. Come on, Jeffy.
Yeah, get the laser. Make him go out of the room.
Okay. Go get it, Jeffy. Go get it.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Baby, keep playing with Jeffy. I'm going to answer the door. Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Can I come inside? I just need someone to talk to.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Dane, look what I did to the couch. I made it all pretty.
Baby, you're supposed to distract them with the laser pointer.
The laser pointer died, Marvin.
And I ran out of tape. Can you go to the store and buy me some more?
Get out of here, Jeffy.
Okay.
There's tape all over the couch. Baby, you're supposed to hide the tape.
I did, Marvin, but he found it. He always finds it.
comes it?
Why is there tape all over your couch?
My son likes to put tape on the couch. Listen, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was on my way to my 27-year high school reunion, but then I found out that my high school bully's going to be there, so now I don't want to go.
Why do you have a 27-year high school reunion?
Oh, well, after the 25th year, people start dying, so they just do it every year. It's pretty sad.
Oh, well, you said your high school bully's going to be there?
Yeah, Candy Randy.
Candy Randy?
Yeah, let me tell you the story.
So back in high school, there was this kid named Randy that everybody called Candy Randy because he would sell candy to everybody in the school. Now, for some reason, Randy didn't like me. I can't imagine why. But usually, he would only charge a dollar for his candy. But then one day, a couple hours before lunch, I was hungry and I had a dollar burning a hole in my pocket. So I went up to Randy and I was like, "Hey, Randy, let me get some Skittles." And he said, "For you, that'll be $2. And I said, "Randy, that's bullshit because usually you only charge $1 and I only have $1. But he still wouldn't sell me the Skittles. So I did what any man would do and I picked my nose and I wiped a booger on him. And Randy didn't like that at all. He was pissed off and he stood up and said, "Okay, meet me after school by the flagpole and me and you are gonna fight." And then all the students and all the teachers went, "Ooh." So I pretty much had to do it at that point. So then I spent the whole rest of my day trying to figure out how I could fake my own death so I didn't have to fight Randy. I even tried to call my mom and see if she would check me out of school, but she wouldn't do it. So then, after school, I went up to the flagpole, and there was this huge crowd of people gathered around, and they were all chanting, "Randy! Randy!" And I was like, "That's not fair. I can fight Randy. I got this. All he ever does is eat candy. I can take him." So then I started throwing haymakers, and Randy just kept dodging them. And then Randy started beating the shit out of me. I mean, he was good. And then the worst part is, his hands were still sticky from eating all that candy. And then, after he got done beating me up, he took my underwear and tied it to the flagpole, and then he hoisted my underwear up like a flag, and then my underwear had a skid mark in it, so that was horrible, and then everybody started saying the Pledge of Allegiance to my underwear. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. So that's the story of Candy Randy.
Well, that's dumb. There's no way all your classmates are gonna remember that 27 years later.
Oh, believe me, they're gonna remember the skid mark. It was huge. I practically shit my pants.
You didn't wipe that day?
Have you ever tried to wipe your ass with toilet paper at a school? It's like trying to wipe your ass with Taco Bell napkins. They're all rough and they're thin. I'd rather not even wipe, which is why I didn't, but my ass was itching a lot, though.
I still think you should go to your high school reunion.
But look, I'm not going, okay? I spent $150 to rent this suit for the night, and I don't want it to go to waste, so I was just wondering if you guys wanted to go to, like, Red Lobster. Maybe if we're feeling classy, we could try going to Applebee's. I mean, I really want to go to Outback, but there's no way I can reserve a table this late. Nah, not with their bloomin' onions.
Did you say Candy Randy?
Yeah, do you know him?
Yeah, there was a guy at the gas station named Randy who sold candy.
Wait, what'd he look like? Did he look like an asshole?
No, he had cornrows and tattoos.
Yep, that's him. That's that asshole.
What, you know him?
Yeah, he sold me candy for $1.
A dollar for you? Why did it have to be $2 for me, Randy? Why?
Well, listen, you gotta get over this Randy guy. So I think you should go to your high school reunion, go up to him with $1, and try to buy some candy. Maybe he'll like you now, and you can get over all this stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it has been 27 years. Maybe he's cool now. Yeah, I'm gonna go, and I'll come back and tell you guys how it went.
Well, what happened?
Well, I got to the reunion, and Randy was selling candy for $1, so I tried to give him $1, and then he punched me in the face, and he took my $1, and then he pulled my underwear out, and there were still skid marks on it, and then he started waving my underwear around, and everybody started laughing and calling me Skid Mark Guy and Poopklin Guy, and that's not even clever.
Yeah, Randy does have anger issues.
How many times did you see this Randy guy?
Well, we dated, like, 10 years ago.
You dated a candy salesman at a gas station?
He was nice! Give me candy!
Oh my god, is he hot?
Hell no.
Why would you date a guy who sells candy at a gas station? I want to see him. Call him over.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to see him right now. We're going to beat him up.
Okay, I think I still have his number. Let me get my yearbook. Okay, here's my yearbook.
Aw, your wife signed it?
Oh no, she signed that after we were already married because she thought it'd be cute. She didn't even go to the same school as me.
Wait, who's Baked ZD Feedy Petey?
Okay, look, I don't have time to explain all the names in the book. Okay, but I'll explain that one. See, I went to high school with this guy named Petey, and we all called him Big ZD Petey because he always brought Big ZD to lunch and ate it, but then he went on a ski trip and he got frostbite on both his feet, so he had to heat him up by putting his feet in pans of Big ZD and walking around, so we started calling him Big ZD Feedy Petey.
All the names in your yearbook sound like freaks.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so look, there's Candy Randy's number. I still can't believe you dated a guy who sold candy at a gas station.
It was forever ago, Marvin.
Well, look, call him over here because I want to have a word with him.
Okay, let me go get my phone. Okay, I called him and there he is.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
Don't call me that in front of my friends.
You ain't got no friends.
Yes, I do. I have two and they're right here.
Oh, shit, is that Rosebud?
Hey, Randy.
Hey, you trying to get another taste of this pizza skeet?
No, Randy, I'm married now.
Oh, well, that's a shame, because you just want a golden ticket to the white chocolate factory. You trying to see my Willy Wonka?
Randy, meet my husband, Marvin.
Ex-husband.
Marvin!
So you on the market? Because I'm trying to see where these little piggies are going. Hopefully they're going to be wee-wee-weeing all the way back to my place.
No, Randy, I'm married.
Well, he's one lucky man, because I remember when you used to lick me like a lollipop. You know, like that little Wayne song? You know that song, old man?
I've heard it.
What did you see in him?
Well, I can tell you what she didn't see. A 401k or a high credit score. But what she did see was 7.3 inches below the waist on a good day. And every day was a good day.
Okay, you know what? I think we should just talk about why we invited you over here.
Oh, my bad. I was just reminiscing how I used to make her my Cadbury cream egg. You know what a Cadbury cream egg is?
Yeah, I know what it is. Listen, so Brooklyn guy wants to call you over here because he wants to fight you.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, so he's trying to get his ass beat.
Well, no, he wants a professional fight in a boxing ring tonight.
But no, Randy, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Well, you better stop training. I'll see you tonight.
What, Marvin, why would you do that?
Because you need to fight him. You need to get revenge. Listen, you need a professional fight that you actually train for so you can beat him up.
But I already have a black eye. He's going to kick my ass.
Well, look, we're going to do a training montage. We're going to fix your eye up, and you're going to be ready to fight him, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, Marvin, I am so ready. I am ready to cheat.
But cheat?
Oh, yeah, there's no way I'm going to fight Randy fairly. He'd kick my ass. I don't think hitting punching bags for 20 seconds is going to help me fight.
Well, how are you going to cheat?
I'm going to poison him with tetrodotoxin.
What is that?
It is a very rare poison found in the pufferfish that will make him completely paralyzed, except he can feel everything. So when he's on the ground, not able to move, I'm going to be wailing on him like, fight back, bitch! You can't!
Okay, so how are you going to get the poison in him?
Well, that's why I have these glasses. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge Randy to a friendly water drinking competition. See, Randy is very competitive, so there's no way he's going to say no. So I'm just going to fill up these two glasses here, and then I'm going to take my poison and put it in Randy's glass. He's never going to know. Okay, I'm going to go call Randy.
Okay, I might keep stirring this so that it dissolves.
Okay, I called him and there he is.
Hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
I don't even care that you called me Dookie Pants.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Well, I thought before our fight we should hydrate. So I challenge you to a competition to see who can take the fastest sip of water.
Okay, I'll do that. Water's good for your body.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go! Oh, man, Randy, it looks like you won.
Yeah, because you're too slow. You better be fast in the fight.
Marvin, he's so stupid. He drank the poison. What the fuck? Marvin, I can't move!
Well, did you drink the poison?
Marvin, did you switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
You didn't switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
God damn it, I thought you said you were gonna switch the cups!
No, you never told me to switch the cups. I mean, I guess it would make sense that we should switch the cups, but you had the cup of poison in front of you, but I thought you switched the cups.
No, I didn't have time. He came over so fast. God damn it, I can't move. I can't fight now.
Well, you still have to fight. We can't back out.
I have to back out. I can't move.
No. What if you still fight, but I'm in the ring and I throw the punches with your arm?
But that's stupid.
No, it's gonna work. We gotta do something, okay? So let's just go to the fight.
Okay. But you have to drag me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't move, remember?
Uh-huh. All right, buddy. Are you ready for your big fight?
No, I can't move.
But we have a plan. I'm going to swing your punches for you.
They're going to see you.
Maybe they won't. We went over this. Come on, let's go.
I want a forfeit.
All right. I want a nice and clean fight. We're going 3 rounds, just like I do with my wife every night. You better have my dinner ready, woman.
I can relate.
All right, you ready? Okay, go!
I'm about to beat your butt like I did in high school.
I'm going to swing for you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. You can't swing for him.
Well, I'm his trainer.
Uh-oh, go ahead, train your ass in the corner, sir.
No, ref, it's okay. He can stay in. I'll beat his ass, too.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. 2v1, go!
Thank God.
Ow, got it. Marvin, protect my
head. I'll try now. He's hit me.
Well, one of us is going to get hit.
Time out.
Ref, there ain't no timeouts in boxing.
I know, but they ass need it.
Come on, let's go think of a plan.
Okay.
All right, we have to think of a plan.
Yeah, no shit. Marvin, I think we should just tell them that I tried to cheat and then reschedule for a time when I can actually use my body.
You want to tell your high school bully you tried to cheat when fighting him?
No, but I also don't want him to beat the ever-loving shit out of me again.
No, look, we have to think of a plan because that's embarrassing if you tell him you tried to cheat.
Okay, what if you get on top of my head and you control me like Ratatouille, like you pull my hair?
Does that really work? I think that was just an animated movie.
Yeah, you're right. I just have a kink for having my hair pulled.
Ooh, I got an idea. What if I let him hit you in the face, and then while he's hitting you in the face, I start hitting him?
Okay, and then we take turns? turns?
No. He just keeps hitting you in the face because he's not going to see it coming, because while he's beating you up, I'll come up from behind him and start hitting him in the head.
Okay, you know what? Fine, let's try it.
Okay, we're going to win. Watch this.
All right, I'm going to count this as round two because your ass lost the first round.
That's fair.
Look, try to put your hands up.
Oh, believe me, I wish I could.
Listen, man, I feel bad for you, so I'm going to do you a solid. I'm only going to follow you with my left hand.
See? That's generous. Only the left hand, and it's 2v1. He's handing it to you on the silver platter.
Oh, yeah, there's no way I could lose.
Look, are y'all ready? Round two. Go!
I call this one my gut punch.
Oh, my God. Ow, Marvin, help me. Ow! I wasn't expecting to hit me in the stomach first.
Ow! Do you quit? Do you forfeit?
Yes!
Winner!
Damn! I beat your ass in high school, and I beat your ass as an adult.
I have a spit kink, too, so that works.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you forfeit. We could have won.
No, we couldn't.
Let's go. Come on, buddy.
Marvin, today was very embarrassing.
Well, you would have had a chance to win if you didn't cheat.
Well, it would have worked if you switched the cups.
You never told me to switch the cups.
I thought it went without saying.
You should have told me to switch the cups.
Marvin, I hate when we argue.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry, too. Well, there's one thing we have in common. We both hate Candy Randy.
Oh, yeah, fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he's the worst. You want to help me take tape off the couch?
Sure, just roll me over. I'll do it with my mouth.
That's what she said.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so... You got help?
Yeah, you gotta roll me over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I hate when he puts all this tape.
God, I wish I had teeth.
My lasagna that took 8 hours of hard work to make is finally done! I can't wait to take it out of the oven!
Hey, going! Block dish!
This smells good!
Oh no! My lasagna! Jeffy! What's wrong, Jeffy?
Oh, nothing.
Mario!
Jeffy, why are you yelling? Inside voices, Pee-Pee. Shh.
Don't Sh-Pee-Pee me! You know what you did, Jeffy!
Sh-Pee-Pee, what did Jeffy do?
He knocked over my lasagna all over the floor!
Hold on. Actually, gravity made you drop your lasagna.
You kicked the ball in my face, Jeffy!
That I did do, yes.
Jeffy, you did that?
Yep.
Well, say you're sorry to Sh-Pee-Pee.
I didn't have to.
Yes, you do, Jeffy. If you say you're sorry, it'll make everything better.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, Sh-Pee-Pee.
I'm still mad, Mario!
Sh-Pee-Pee, accept his apology. I'm trying to teach Jeffy manners, so I'm teaching him how to say I'm sorry, so accept his apology.
He knocked over my lasagna!
Well, fix it. Just say, just accept his apology so he learns to say he's sorry.
You know what, Jeffy? I accept your apology. I'm so happy that you knocked over my lasagna.
You're welcome.
So happy.
See, Jeffy, when you say I'm sorry, it makes everything better.
Okay.
Ow, Jeffy!
Sorry, Daddy.
It doesn't work like that! My phone's ringing. Hello?
Mario, please!
Black Yoshi, where are you?
I'm in jail.
Jail? How'd you end up in jail?
Because the popo done arrested me for going trick-or-treating.
Black Yoshi, it's not Halloween. How'd they arrest you for trick-or-treating?
Well, let me explain, folks. So I was walking through the neighborhood, right? And so I saw packages on people's front doorsteps, so I betook some.
Black Yoshi, that's stealing people's packages.
Okay, Mario, then what do people do on Halloween? They put candy on their front doorstep for people to take. And so I thought they were putting packages on their front doorstep for me to take. So I took some.
Black Yoshi, no, that just means they haven't gotten their package yet, like they didn't bring it inside.
Well, how am I supposed to know that, folks? I thought they just ain't want them, so they didn't bring them in, so I took some.
Black Yoshi, that's stealing. Look, how much is your bail?
About $45,000.
$45,000? Black Yoshi, what did you do? You had to do more than just stealing packages.
Well, the man that was delivering the packages, he had a whole car full of packages. So I mean, I took the whole car.
You stole a car?
Yeah.
Black Yoshi, look, I don't know if I'll be able to bail you out this time. That's too much money.
Oh, Mario, please get the money. Call one of your rich friends or something. I can't stay in jail, folks.
Oh, Black Yoshi, I'll see what I can do. The only rich friend I have is Goodman. I'll call him. Hello?
Hey, Mario, you asked me to come over?
Yeah, I need a favor. Come inside.
Hold on, Mario, I want to show you something. Look at that.
That's a black car.
Not just any black car. It's a Tesla.
What's a Tesla?
It's a car that drives itself, Mario.
Well, it can drive itself?
Yeah, it can drive itself while I sit there and I look at my bank account to see how rich I am. I can even look at Tinder and find myself a new maid.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my most favorite car ever. It drives itself, so I never have to drive again, Mario. It's absolutely brilliant.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's my most favorite car ever. I would absolutely die if something happened to it.
Well, nothing will happen to it, right? Because it can drive itself.
Absolutely, Mario. There's cameras all around it, so it avoids crashes, so it'll never be wrecked.
That's really cool, but I need you to come inside because I need a favor.
Okay, Mario. All right, Mario, so what favor did you need from me?
Well, my friend really...
Well, hold on, right there. Hold on, one second. Check that out, Mario. You know what that is?
Money?
Money. On my background, on my iPhone 11 Pro.
Okay, well, anyway, I invited you over because my...
Hold on. I hope you're not about to ask me for money, because then I'd be mad.
Well, hold on. Well, let me explain first. My friend needs some help, and it involves you. You can solve the problem.
Oh, how? How could I solve his problem?
Well, you have a lot of...
Don't you say it.
You have a lot of intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Which has given you the opportunity in your life to make a lot of good choices.
Mm-hmm.
That have led to the making of frequent large amount of money.
Ah! I knew it! Ow! Well, ow!
Well, look. My friend's in jail, and he needs money to get bailed out.
Why would we need to bail him out? Actually, me! Why would my money be needed to bail him out?
I just want him out of jail because he doesn't like it in there.
Does he contribute to society?
Well, he plays video games a lot, and he's arrested for stealing people's packages.
That's where my package went.
Well, so anyway...
Huh. Why is Richard calling me? Decline?
You're not going to answer that?
No. So back to your friend, Mario.
Oh, I can't believe I had to drive all the way out to this poor neighborhood because my dad wouldn't answer his phone. Let me go see what he's doing.
Where's my dad at?
Hey, Richard, can I drive your Lamborghini?
Sure, kid, whatever. Where's my dad?
Oh, I think he's upstairs with my daddy.
All right, thanks.
Oh, man, I can't believe Richard's going to let me drive his Lamborghini. I'm going to get in. All right, now how do you start this thing? Is it this button? Oh, man, I shouldn't have had that Gatorade.
Oh, no, I scratched this person's car, but I don't know whose car it is. But my daddy said that as long as I tell him I'm sorry, they can't be mad. So I'm going to leave him a note telling him I'm sorry. There, I'm sorry. Now he can't be mad.
Sir, if you could just give me the money to help out my friend, I promise I'll pay you back.
Dad, why on earth are you not answering your phone? I see that it's right there. Richard, what are you doing here? I drove all the way out to Poor Town to tell you that you need to fire Chives. Fire Chives? Why? Because I wanted to go out on the yacht today, but he said no because it was going to be raining or something. Now, Richard, you know that you can't go out on the yacht while it's raining because it could get choppy. Speaking of choppy, Chives also burnt my pork chop this morning, so you need to fire him. Well, Richard, we're not going to have this conversation right now. You need to go home and just deal with it. I hate you, Dad. I hate you too, son. I wish I had a new dad, but he was still rich. Richard, go home. Oh, I hate you, Dad. I want a new dad. Kids, huh, Mario?
Yeah, kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate my dad. What is that?
Son of a biscuit!
So the answer is no, Mario. I'm not going to give you money so you can bail your friend out of jail.
Okay.
Dad! The weird kid with the blue helmet, he wrecked my Lamborghini. He did what?
What did Jeffy do?
I'm going to go check my car to see if he hit my car.
Son of a biscuit! biscuit! Mario, come outside right now!
Okay. What's the problem, Goodman?
I'm sorry. You're sorry? You better be more than sorry. Sorry doesn't fix my door.
No, I wasn't saying I'm sorry. I was reading I'm sorry.
Oh, so you're not sorry.
Well, I didn't do this. Jeffy did.
Oh, okay. Well, since you're the parent, you're still going to fix this.
Well, look, Jeffy didn't know what he was doing. I told him that as long as he was sorry after he did something wrong, that everything would be okay.
Okay, so you didn't teach your kid not to key cars?
Well, he probably didn't know how to say he was sorry for doing that.
I don't even know what that is, Mario.
Well, look, maybe it'll buff out.
Ah, buff out. All right, let's try that. Oh, look at that, Mario. Not buffing out.
Well, look, at least give me a chance to fix it.
Oh, yeah, you will fix it. Because if you don't fix it, I'm going to take everything you own. I'm going to take your house. I'm going to take your car. I'm going to take your hat. You know what, Mario? Give me the hat now.
Well, no,
give me the hat. You'll get this back when my door's fixed. So no more hat for you.
Well, no. Oh, Jeffy! Oh, Jeffy! Why? Why did you have to wreck both their cars? Why?
Daddy, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't even know what I was doing. I was just swerving. Next thing you know, boom, hit the car.
Jeffy, you have to go fix it because I can't get my hat back until you fix it.
Well, Daddy, just wear your spare hat.
Oh, yeah. I forgot I have more than one hat. Mm-hmm. Well, look, Jeffy, you're gonna go outside and you're gonna fix that car.
All right, Daddy, I can fix it easy peasy.
Yeah, you better fix it easy peasy. All right, Jeffy, fix it.
Already on it, Daddy.
Jeffy, that's a Sharpie.
Yeah, it's like magic. Just watch this.
Jeffy, that looks bad. It's not working.
Hold on, Daddy. Almost done. Do a little bit of this. Get down here. Yeah.
Jeffy, that looks really bad.
Daddy, come back in 2 minutes and we'll be good.
Okay, I'll trust you. All right, Jeffy, it's been 2 minutes. How's it going?
It looks pee-pee.
Jeffy, it does not look pee-pee. It looks colorful. It's supposed to be black.
Well, Daddy, I ran out of black down here, so I decided to make the I'm sorry all pretty pretty.
Jeffy, it's not pretty pretty. It's not supposed to be colorful. Goodman's not going to accept this.
Well, Daddy, a colorful I'm sorry is better than not colorful I'm sorry.
And a black car looks better with black doors and not colorful I'm sorry keyed in the side of it, Jeffy.
Well, Daddy, I ran out of black.
Okay, Goodman is not going to accept this. He cannot see this. Look, let's go inside and try to think of another way to fix this. Come on.
All right, man.
All right, Jeffy. We have to find a way to fix Goodman's car.
Hey, Mario, did you fix my car yet?
I mean, kind of. Not really.
Hold on, Mario. How'd you get your hat back? Give me that.
Well, that's my second hat.
Not anymore. It's my second hat.
Well, look, why don't we just go through car insurance?
You have that? I thought you were too poor.
Well, no, I have car insurance.
All right, well, let's just do that then, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. You're still not getting your hat back. It's my hat.
Well, what about the money for my friend? Okay, well, I mean, at least we got that problem fixed. Hello?
Did you forget about me?
No, Black Hirsch, I didn't forget about you, but I don't think I can bail you out of jail.
Why didn't he just say he's sorry, Daddy?
Today, we're going to be learning about homophones. A homophone is when you call someone and they answer the phone like,
hey.
Just kidding, Cross. A real homophone is a word that sounds the same but has different meanings and usually different spellings.
If you want me to call a homophone, I'll just call Cody's phone.
Well, we're not learning about homophobes, Junior.
What is that?
It's a person who doesn't like gay people.
You don't like your own kind, Cody?
Well, I didn't say I was a homophobe.
Yes, you did. You just said you were a homophobe.
No, I was calling you one.
What? I do like gay people. I'm friends with you, right?
Yeah.
All right, Crass. Now we're going to go over some examples of homophobes. There is ad, and hole, and road. Oh, and look at this one, Crass. Wee-wee. I will now use it in a sentence. Cody likes wee-wee. Gay!
Good one, Teach.
Oh, come on. He could get fired for saying that.
He can't get fired for saying you like wee-wee.
I think he can, actually, and he called me gay.
Aren't you?
Well, yeah, but he meant it as like an insult.
Hey, nerd, give me your lunch money. It's the end of the day. We already ate lunch. Well, then give me tomorrow's lunch money.
I don't have it yet.
Well, you better give me your money tomorrow.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just skip lunch tomorrow. And if you don't give me your money tomorrow, I'm gonna beat you up.
Okay, well now I have to bring my money, and I'm really not looking forward to school tomorrow.
All right, Kraft, so for your homework tonight, you have to write 10,000 homophones and turn it in tomorrow. And if you're thinking about not doing it, just know that it's worth 90% of your school grade for the entire year. So, good luck.
10,000 homophones? Are there even that many?
Yes, Cody, there's over 10,000 gay people on Earth. I can't believe you called me homophobic.
Can you believe him, dude?
Hey, dude.
PJ Crenshaw, Perry Jamie's Crenshaw, Jamie James Crenshaw, the coolest kid in school.
Yeah, that's me. What's up, Brody? That is your name, right?
No, it's actually Cody.
Okay, whatever. Listen, I was just wondering if you could write all 10,000 of my homophones for me. And if you don't, everybody in school is gonna know you're the lamest kid ever.
Okay, I guess. Thanks. Great, now I have to write 20,000 homophones.
Can you write my homophones for me, Cody?
No, I'm already doing 20,000.
Come on, write mine too, dude.
No!
All you have to do is copy your homophones 3 times.
Oh, yeah, that sounds easy.
And rearrange them so the teacher doesn't know we're not cheating.
Okay, fine.
Hey, Cody.
Oh, fuck.
Can you please do my homework too? My hand's cramping.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. I'll just write 50,000 homophones.
Hey, nerd, in addition to your lunch money...
Oh, let me guess. You want me to write your homophones?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Okay, fine. That's fine. Anybody else want me to do their homophones for them? Jeffy, you too? Okay, yeah, I'll just write everybody's goddamn homophones. I better get started. I'm gonna be up all night. God, I hate my fucking life. Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. There's only 6,000 homophones in the English language? Okay, fine. I guess I'll just take 4,000 from other languages then.
Cody, me and your father need to speak with you.
Not right now, Mom. I gotta do my homework.
Well, Cody, this is more important. Well, what is it?
Look, Cody, your mama's OnlyFans is failing.
It's true. People just don't want to pay to see my wrinkly old cooter.
The well is running dry, but you know who want to see that old cooter? Chicago.
Deep dish pizza and wrinkly old cooter.
Mm-hmm. It's the land of foreign old cooters. Think about it, Cody. Why do they have the bean?
So what are you guys trying to say?
We're moving to Chicago, silly ass. So make sure all your stuff is packed, because I already paid for a damn apartment.
Wait, we're moving?
That's right. Right, Cody, so you have tomorrow to say goodbye to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Cody, don't forget to pack neutral gang colors.
Yeah, Chicago ain't no joke. This ain't 63rd Street.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm moving. Wait a minute. I'm moving. That means I don't have to do this homework. And I don't have to do PJ's homework. Because it doesn't matter if I'm lame or not, because I'm not even going to live here. I don't have to do anyone's homework. And I don't have to give that bully my lunch money. And I don't have to take any crap from Junior and Joseph and the teacher. Oh, this is great. What a big move. Tomorrow's going to be sick.
Hey, Cody, did you do our homework?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, the homophones. Yeah, I think I got them right here on my desk. Let me just see. Fuck you!
Whoa, that's not the homework, dude!
Yeah, seriously, Cody, where's the homework?
I'm just kidding, guys. I actually do have it back here. Let me just see. I think it's right.
Hey, Cody, did you do our homework?
Oh, you must not have seen the first two. I think I actually do have another one back here, way in the back. Yeah, there it is!
Cody, that's not nice!
No, seriously, Cody, did you do the homework or not?
Yeah, you're right, guys. There's no way I would do it a fourth time.
Cody, did you do it? Did you do the homework? Come on, Cody! Seriously, we're gonna fail!
No, you guys are gonna fail. I'm just chilling.
Hey, man, did you do my homophones?
Oh, hey, everybody, look who it is. It's PJ Pisses His Jammies, Poops His Jammies, Pussy Jones Crenshaw.
Hey, man, that's not my name. Yeah, you're right. Well, I didn't do your homophones. Hey, man, you know how popular I am, right? I could, like, totally ruin your life.
Yeah, you could ruin my life here, but not in Chicago, where all they care about is deep dish pizza and wrinkly old cooter.
What?
Yeah, I didn't do your fucking homophones.
Hey, everybody, Cody is officially the lamest kid ever.
What the fuck? Okay. Hey, everybody, PJ pisses his jammies or his diaper or whatever the fuck.
Cody, what are you doing? He could ruin your life.
I don't give a fuck.
All right, class, I hope you all did your homework and wrote down your 10,000 homophones. And if you really did do your homework, you'd realize there's only 6,000 homophones. Hey, who threw that paper ball in my face?
Right over here, Teach. And I got another one coming your way.
All right, Cody, that's it! You have detention tomorrow!
I don't give a fuck. How about all next week?
That's it, Cody! For the next 2 months, you have to come to school early and scrape the gum from underneath the desk!
Oh, no. I don't even think I'm gonna learn my lesson from all that. I'm not even getting out of bed unless it's for the next 4 months.
Cody, that is it! If you throw one more paper ball, I will make you come to school early every day and stay after school late and write 10,000 word essays and make you scrub the toilets with your toothbrush!
Be bitch.
That is it!
Cody, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I just woke up and chose violence. Hey, nerd, do you have my lunch money? Oh, look who it is. No, I don't. Well, then I'm gonna kick your ass. Okay, but I have a better offer for you. How about I give you $10,000 tomorrow? And if I don't, I'll let you curb stomp me. I'll bite a curb and you can just stomp all over me. You know what? I'll let you give me a swirly with shit in the toilet. You can use my face to mop it up.
Wait, really?
Yeah, yeah, you know what? I'll let you pants me in front of the entire school. Hey, how about this? Even if I do give you the money, you can still do all of it. How's that sound?
Okay.
What, Cody, you're not going to be able to give him $10,000, and even if you do, you said you'd still let him do it?
Yeah, I know. I don't care.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm starting to think he's not going to be at school tomorrow, Joseph.
Yeah, he's acting weird, bro.
Yeah, it's not like I'm moving to Chicago tomorrow.
Dude, this is like the second time he mentioned Chicago.
Yeah, I'm starting to think he might move to Chicago.
Yeah, I just don't give a fuck, hence the sunglasses in.
Cody, I just got off the phone with the principal. Go to his office now.
All right, losers. See you guys never.
Joseph, what was up with Cody today?
I don't know, dude, but it seemed like he finally grew some balls.
Hey, guys.
What, Cody, what's going on? What happened at the principal's office?
Who the fuck knows? I just took a shit on his desk and walked out.
What? Savage. You don't care that you might get suspended from school?
No. Let me tell you guys what's going on. See, last night my mom and dad told me I'm moving to Chicago tonight, so I don't have any consequences for anything I do.
But you're moving to Chicago?
Yep.
Well, what are we going to do for our best friend?
I don't know. Maybe you can ask Harry. I'm just kidding. I killed that fucker.
Well, what? Cody, but seriously, like, you can't move to Chicago.
Well, I am. Oh. Wait, hold on. My phone's ringing. It's probably just my mom telling me we're leaving early. Hey, Mama Bear, is the porridge just right?
Good news, Cody. We're not moving.
Yeah, I was just telling my friends that we... What?
Yeah, we decided not to move. It turns out Wrinkly Old Coot is really popular on OnlyFans. I was just posting all those pictures to the Instagram.
Yeah, your mom's silly as hell.
That's a really funny joke, Mom, but it's September, not April 1st, so when is the U-Haul truck gonna be there?
Oh, no, Cody, we're really not moving to Chicago.
Oh, well, I want to move to Chicago. I like the Cubs and Wrigley Field and the Bean. Tell Dad about the Bean.
No, Cody, turns out we're not leaving. Oh, your principal's calling me. I wonder what that could be about.
What's going on, Cody?
Well, my mom has just informed me that we are, in fact, not moving to Chicago.
But you cussed out P.J. Crenshaw,
mm-hmm.
The most popular kid in school.
I did.
And you told the bully he could give you a swirly and a shitty toilet.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
And you told him you'd give him $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he could curb stomp you.
Yeah.
Even if you brought him the money.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you kept throwing paper balls at the teacher.
Yep.
And then you shit on the principal's desk.
Ooh, yeah, I sure did.
What are you going to do?
You know, I've seen the movie Max Keeble's Big Move a lot, actually. And I don't really know what I expected here.
So, what are you actually going to do, Cody? Because, like, you just failed school because you didn't do our homework?
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah, my life is pretty much ruined. Oh, my phone's ringing again. Oh, it's my mom. Maybe she changed her mind about moving to Chicago. Hello?
You shit on the principal's desk, Cody? How could you?
Well, what the hell wrong with you?
Yeah, that's bad.
So, what is your plan?
Oh, shit. Shit. I don't know. I don't know what to do, guys. Oh, my phone's ringing again. And that's the principal calling me. Directly. Gonna decline that one.
Oh, Cody. Oh, my God. You can't show your face at school ever again.
Fuck.
And we can't talk to you ever again, like, in public.
Fuck.
Dude.
Fake my death. I could fake my death.
That's possible.
Ooh. I have the perfect idea so you can still go to school.
Okay.
All right, class. We have a new student, and her name is Clitoris.
Hey, everybody. I'm Clitoris, and I just moved here from Chicago. Who wants to be my friend?
Jeffy, slide down the slide.
I can't.
Yes, you can. It's easy. Just slide down it.
Junior, I physically cannot slide down the slide.
Why?
Because the person playing me would have to slide down the slide with me, and his arm's stuck in my butt.
Well, just bring him with you.
Okay. Come on, Lance. Let's go. All right. Whee! Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. Now let's go on the teeter-totter.
Okay, let's go.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready?
What do I do?
All you have to do is hop up and down on it like this.
That's what I told her to do.
Hey, you kids look like you're having fun.
Sorry, my dad said don't talk to strangers.
How about strangers with money?
I'm listening.
If I have to do something with your toes, I gotta charge double.
No, it's okay. I don't even have legs. Look, I need you kids to go to a store and buy me some tricks.
But tricks are for kids.
Yeah, exactly. See, it's illegal for me to buy them because I'm an adult, but you're kids. So if you buy them for me, I'll let you keep the change.
Okay, I'll do it. Hey, Jeffy, we're gonna buy some tricks, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so all you want me to do is go inside Target and buy you tricks.
Yeah, just give me some tricks, bring it back to me, and I'll let you keep the change.
Come on, Jeffy, this is easy.
All right, let's go.
All right, mister, here's your tricks.
Thanks. All right, you're under arrest.
Wait, for what?
It's illegal to give tricks to an adult. They're only for kids.
I thought that was just a commercial.
Nope, this is a sting operation, and I'm charging you with distribution of tricks to a senior. Get on the ground.
You'll never catch me, Cox.
Oh, man, we gotta run it. You stay here. Hey, get back here. Get back here. Thank you. Oh, man. Oh, I am out of shape. That's okay. I know where he lives.
Jeffy, why are you out of breath?
Oh, Daddy, four girls at the same time. That or I'm running from the police.
You're under arrest.
Wait, what's going on?
Daddy, save me.
Your son gave tricks to an adult.
Silly Jeffy, tricks are for kids.
Yeah, Jeffy, tricks are only for kids. You're not supposed to give them to adults. That's illegal.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what they all say. All right, your son's going to jail. Well, actually, he's going to court, and if he's found guilty, then he's going to jail. All right, come on, let's go to court.
Welcome to Pooby's Courtroom, where you're always guilty till proven innocent.
Order. I am Judge Pooby. Today, we will be hearing the case of Jeffy and Junior. They are charged with supplying tricks to an adult. Guilty. These are not intended for adults, because everybody knows that tricks are for kids.
Well, I didn't know we couldn't give them to adults.
I hereby sentence you to 30 days in prison. Court adjourned.
What? 30 days?
Judge, you can lick my butt.
All right, boys, welcome to prison. For the next 30 days, your life is going to be a living hell.
Who's that?
That's Bubbles.
Hey, you cute. You're cute, too.
Thank you. Kiss me, then.
No. No one's kissing Bubbles.
Hey, you gonna kiss me. You kiss me, then.
Okay. Oh, God.
Hey, I'm about to go sniff my toilet now.
Let's just get you to your cell. Okay, boys, this is your cell. Cell B for bad boys. This is gonna be your home for the next 30 days.
I don't wanna go to jail.
Yeah, well, you should have thought about that before you committed such a terrible crime. Now get in there. Well, that's annoying. All right, boys, you're locked in there, and you're not getting out for the next 30 days, no matter how much you scream and cry and beg. You're stuck in there. What are you doing? Damn it. Get back in there.
What happens if I don't?
Then we'll have to keep you here for a year.
Aw. All right, here I go.
Okay, I'm just going to trust you boys not to break out, okay? But you got another inmate coming, and he's going to be your cellmate, okay? He's in the electric chair right now. This is his third time, and it just hasn't worked yet. And I know it's not going to work this time, but he'll be here shortly.
I don't want to be in jail.
Well, it's not too bad, Junior. We have a bed. We have our own toilet, we have a sink. It's just like being in my house, and we're like best friends, and we're in here together, so at least we're safe.
Hey, fresh meat! I want you to meet your new cellmate, Face Eater. Get in there.
Oh. Hey, boys.
Hey.
Your faces look delicious.
Thank you.
When's dinner time here?
Right now. Give me those faces.
What's going on? Oh, come on, Face Eater. You've already eaten three faces today.
Help!
Looks like you're going back to the electric chair for the fourth time today!
Are you okay, Jeffy?
Yeah, but he bit my nose!
Okay, I'm really sorry about that, boys. That won't happen again. I probably should have figured the guy named Face Eater was going to try and eat your faces. But don't worry, I got you another cellmate, and he's really calm. He's great with kids, that's why he's in here. Okay, Mr. Winkle, get in here! That's scary. Alright, in you go.
Why are you so scared, Junior?
Because he's a weirdo!
Hey, everybody, it's Mr. Winkle.
He seems nice.
He's not nice.
Hey, I think it's time for a shower. Who wants to take a shower? I brought the soap. Here you go.
What?
Oh, you dropped the soap. I guess you're going to have to pick it up.
Well, I got another one right here.
You dropped it, too. So who's going to pick up the soap, huh? Who's picking it up?
Guard!
Get out of here. I'm sorry about that, boys. I am 0 for 2 today. Okay, how about this? How about we just don't even give you a third cellmate, and it'll just be you two in there together?
I like that. I like that. Just me and Jeffy. Only me and Jeffy in here.
Huh. That was kind of weird how excited you were to be in here alone with your friend.
You boys weren't thinking about escaping, were you? Because if you do, I'm going to get you.
Wait, what are you... No. You get back in there.
Aww.
Okay, now I'm going to go over there and take a nap on my little napping chair, okay? And I don't want to hear any noise. And don't even think about trying to take these keys to the cell that are hanging right here, okay? Because they would definitely open up the door to your cell and help you escape. So don't do that. I'm going to be right here taking a nap.
Jeffy, there's keys to our cell right there on that wall. So if we get those keys, we could escape. Okay, let's try to find a way to get those keys.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jeffy. We have to try to find something long enough to be able to reach those keys.
Okay, Junior.
Let's look.
Junior, what about this thing?
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, you can grab the keys with that. But you have to be really careful. Try not to wake up the guard.
All right, Junior, let's try it.
Okay, Jeffy, try to get the keys.
All right, Junior, I'm trying. I can't reach it, Junior.
What do you mean you can't reach it?
It's not long enough.
Well, maybe we can find another piece to make it longer.
Oh, hold on, Junior, I got an idea.
Yeah. Go get the keys.
Junior, I can't get it!
Come on, just go a little bit closer.
I'm trying!
What was that? Ow!
I got the keys.
Come on, Jeffy, get back in!
I'm trying!
Oh! Jeffy, you dropped them! Get up!
No, grab him!
I'm trying!
No, you don't. You boys are in so much trouble. That's it. I'm separating you two and putting you in different cells.
Oh, Jeffy, you messed it up.
All right, I'm separating you two because when you're together, you come up with these mastermind escape plans and you're too dangerous.
All right. See you later, Junior.
Bye, Jeffy.
Just remember, keep it swinging.
All right, inmate. Here's your new cell. Get in there.
Aw, no more alone.
Hey there, Jeffy. It's me, Mommy.
Ah! Hey, you. Hey, stop it. Stop it.
What?
I don't like you being alone in there, so I got you a new cellmate. I got you Bubbles.
Bubbles?
Yeah, don't worry. He promised to keep his hands to himself. All right, now you get in there.
Oh. Gotcha. Ha, ha, ha! What's up, young blood?
What's up, Bubbles?
Hey, why are you so sad? Look, you in paradise! That's what the B stands for, paradise. Yeah.
Paradise starts with a P.
Hey, don't correct me! I know what paradise starts with! It starts with a B! It makes the P sound!
Well, you're right.
And it's also in Bubbles! Yeah, that's my gang.
How did you just blow a bubble?
Hey, that's the part of the gang. You gotta be in the gang to blow a bubble.
I wanna be part of the gang. I wanna blow a bubble with my fingers.
Alright, you gotta be initiated first, alright?
How do I be initiated?
Look, you gotta take this punch without, you know, backing up or nothing like that, alright?
Wait, take a punch?
Yeah, just take it, alright? And then you win, alright?
Oh, I got him!
Hey, you good?
Yeah.
Don't tell the guard, because he'll add 5 more years to my 2 life sentences. And I'm trying to get out in time to be reincarnated as a spider. Get up!
How's my eye?
I look good. Purple like Barney.
So am I in the gang now?
Nah. You got one more step.
Well, what's the next step?
I gotta give you face tattoos.
What? Face tattoos? You don't have face tattoos.
That's because I'm the leader, and I got tattoos all over my chest.
Okay, so I guess just give me a tattoo.
Hold on. Let me look in the toilet, see if there's a rusty fork in here.
What are you gonna do with a rusty fork?
That's how I give you the tattoo!
Okay.
Oh, Jeffy, you locked me up in here, and I never get my money. But if I kill you in here, they'll give me my money when I get out.
Actually, that won't happen. You'll get life in prison if you kill me.
Well, I'll figure it out. Get over here.
Ah! Oh, God! Help me! Help me, God!
All right, check out your new tats.
What are they?
All right, you got a bee on your forehead for paradise or Bubbles.
Okay.
Yeah. And we put a leaf over here.
Well, what's the leaf for?
Because we like leaves. When we fall down, we don't get back up. Yeah, unless the wind blow us. Or you got a rake. Or a leaf blower. Or somebody just step on you with their shoes. Oh, and we got Bubbles right here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got a heart right here because I love you.
So can I blow Bubbles with my hand?
Oh, no, try.
I did it!
Bubble gang.
Help me!
there!
You mind now? Oh, I'm gonna kill you!
Hey, hey, what's going on in there?
Nothing, nothing, I wasn't doing anything.
Hey, hey, I don't want to hear any more fighting, I'm taking a nap over there.
Hold on, the phone's ringing.
Oh, this better be good. Hello? Judge?
Really?
Is that so? Okay, if you say so. All right, Jeffy, you're free to go. Let's get you out of there.
Heck yeah.
Wait, no! I was so close! Jeffy!
What am I doing again?
Hey, you come ready for me while I dig a hole out of here like a chopper.
Okay, okay.
Hey, Junior?
Yeah?
Come on, you're free to go.
Wait, I'm free to go? Bubbles, they let me out.
Aw, man, for real? All right, little Bubble.
Mario, how do you think Jeffy's doing in jail?
I don't know, but he shouldn't have done the crime if he couldn't do the time.
Hey there, your son's free to go.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he got out on technicality. You see, the judge said because these are family-sized tricks and not just regular tricks, they can be eaten by the whole family, including adults.
What? Wait, really?
Yeah, if he had just gotten me a regular box of tricks, that would be a crime and he'd be in jail.
Okay.
Yeah, that, and I also forgot to read him his Miranda rights.
I don't know who Miranda is, but I bet she's got a fat ass.
So I can use my fool stamps?
Look, Ducky, what is this?
They is my fool stamps. I went on Google Images and I typed in fool stamps and I printed them out.
Those aren't real food stamps, Ducky.
Are you dumb? Look at it. Use your eyeball. See? They stamps and they got foods on them.
You can't turn these in for food.
Yes, you can. That's why they have fool stamps. You can trade them in and get the food that you want.
Well, then why doesn't everybody just go on Google Images and print this out and get free food?
Because not everybody got a printer and not everybody is as smart as I is. See, they go corn dog for 50 cents. You can go up there and get you a cheeseburger for 50 cents, too. Or you can get one taco for 75 cents or two tacos for 50 cents. That's a pretty good deal.
That does not make sense, Dougie.
Actually, Marvin, that's a lot of sense because there's 50 cents, 75 cents, 50 cents again.
So you gonna take me to the store or not?
They're not gonna work, Dougie.
I don't wanna work.
Well, I get that.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, UK. The CEO of Call of Duty was killed when he crashed his Ferrari. Rest in peace to him.
The creator of Call of Duty has done that.
Dougie, I'm sorry. Well, he was speeding in his Ferrari. Why are you so sad about this?
Because there ain't never gonna be another Call of Duty again.
Well, I mean, that's good. You won't ask me for money every year then. You sound like a fire alarm. I'm sure they're still going to make the game. Even though he's dead, they're still going to make him.
Marvin, maybe you should call the doctor and get him on some antidepressants.
Okay, I'll call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor. Like right in my fucking ear, man.
Dougie, stop crying. He won't stop crying.
Why is he crying?
Because the creator of Call of Duty's done died.
Call of Duty.
The Call of Duty creator died.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That was like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, we just saw it on the news, and he won't stop crying.
Why are you so sad? It's not like you knew him.
Because I ain't never going to make another Call of Duty.
Well, I think they're probably going to make another one. They're really, really successful games.
No, not if the creator done died. That means he's going to have to come back as a zombie.
Sorry, a little off topic. Why are there pictures of food on these stamps?
Oh, those are my food stamps. See, if you take them to the store, you can redeem them stamps for whatever food's on the stamp.
That's not how that works, but oh my God, 75 cents for chicken ding-dongs? Oh, I wish food cost that much. I'd buy so many fucking chicken ding-dongs.
Well, they do if you got a food stamp and a printer.
Listen, we called you because he was crying for like 2 minutes, and we didn't know if you gave him like a Xanax or something.
What? Okay, so he was sad for 2 minutes, so you want to put him on antidepressants?
Well, I don't know. He's crying, and it was loud, and I don't know what you do when people cry.
I'm glad you don't have a baby, because I'd be really worried.
Well, I just can't handle crying. You heard how loud it was.
Well, I'm not going to put him on pills just because he's sad. Jesus, that is loud.
You stop crying when you talk about the food stamps, and then you can start crying again. Is there anything you do to stop him from crying?
Well, I don't know. Get the fuck over it. Wait for him to stop. It's only been 2 minutes.
Well, hold on real quick. Can you write a prescription for some purple drink?
What? I don't think I can write a prescription for purple drink, no.
What about the purple part?
What?
Yeah, because I got a cough.
Okay, no, I'm not going to do that.
Marvin, look, the news!
Great! Breaking news, MK. They are looking for a new CEO of Call of Duty.
That's a relief. I really thought that they was going to say that the creator of KFC done died.
I got some bad news for you, man. He's already dead.
Dougie, he died a long time ago. It doesn't affect anything.
I knew that the chicken tastes different ever since I found out he done died.
You just found out right now and you haven't tried any chicken, so you don't even know what you're talking about.
You want to go get me some chicken?
I'm not going to go get you some chicken. Listen, you not see on the news they're looking for a new CEO of Call of Duty.
You think I could be the new CEO of Call of Duty?
No, absolutely fucking not. I don't think you can. I'm just saying that they're looking for a new CEO of Call of Duty and they're going to make new games as soon as they find someone so you can stop crying.
Well, my babes, that really means a lot that you think I could be the new CEO of Call of Duty.
I don't think you could be the new CEO of Call of Duty. There's 8 billion people in the world, and I think you're 8 billionth in line for that job because you'd be the worst at it.
My babes, it really means a lot that you think that I'm qualified to be the CEO of Call of Duty.
I don't think you're qualified. I think you're the least qualified. I think you'd ruin the company. I think it would go bankrupt. I think everybody in that fucking place would quit if you were the owner of the CEO.
I knew you was my best friend. I'm going to make so many good changes to the game that when people is playing it, they're going to be like, huh, that pretty good. I'm going to go apply for the job right now.
Don't go apply. Oh, my God.
How was your New Year's?
It was okay. How was your New Year's? Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No. My life is bullshit.
So, you just don't have any New Year's resolutions?
No, I've given up. It's bullshit, and I've accepted that.
It's the first week of the year.
It's already over.
Well, so you're done with the year?
Oh, no, I gotta live through the fucking thing. I'm just saying I've given up on trying to, like, make any effort to improve it.
So you're gonna try in 2027? What year will you start trying in life?
I gave up, I think, in 2016. I think that was my last good one.
Okay, everyone. We're gathered here today to figure out who's going to be the new CEO of Call of Duty. Now, as the CFO, I vote me. What about you?
I vote me.
I don't like you. What about you?
Aww.
See, because I voted for me and he voted for him, so whoever you vote for gets to be CEO.
Huh. Is that how that works? Well, I'm going to go with me.
Greedy little bitches! So we got a three-way tie. How do we fix this? I've got it. We all get in our Ferraris, and we race as fast as we can to California, and whoever gets there first wins Dynaco.
That's cars, sir.
It's not very original.
I don't know if you should be the CEO if you can't come up with original.
No. I got it. How about this one? I got it. All right, you know what? Rock, paper, scissors, all three of you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Paper, scissors, shoot! I'm not out because you both pick rock and the rocks knock each other out and so it cancels out and you can't do that.
Okay, do you want to do it one at a time?
Yes, me and you. Come on. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
You're out again.
No, actually I'm not. I'm not out because these are, they're like shears and they're made of titanium and you just had a little pebble. So this is stupid! Why are we doing this? This is dumb!
It was your idea.
It was literally your idea.
Well, how about whoever can come up with the best ideas for the new Call of Duty game gets to be CEO? How about that, huh? I say we do Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered again. Beat that.
Okay, what about Call of Duty Advanced Warfare 2?
Have we already done that?
Nope.
You're sure?
I'm positive. We haven't done that. That
sounds like something we would have done.
We haven't.
What about you?
Black Ops 8?
Eight?
Eight.
Are we really on 8?
I think so.
What the fuck? We've made so many games. God, I really missed the old guy because he was so good at coming up with games and titles for them.
Ooh. What if we have a game where 100 players drop out of a bus onto like this big, giant map and they have like a battle royale?
That's Fortnite and I hate you.
Oh, we could add guns! They shoot guns!
No fucking duh, we're gonna have guns in the game.
With lasers, you didn't let me finish.
Advanced Warfare.
No,
lasers in that one?
Yeah.
I don't remember, man, we made so many
lasers. I really wish somebody with good ideas would just fall right into my lap.
Hear ye, here's a new Call of Duty CEO, B.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Is that a dinosaur?
Call of Duty with dinosaurs.
Oh, I played the shit out of that.
So am I the new CEO? Maybe. Hold on, let me hear this guy out. Who are you again?
I'm only the biggest fan of Call of Duty's that ever, all the time, so really be all that so good existed.
Okay, man. If you're such a big Call of Duty fan, name three Call of Duty games.
Call of Duty 1, Call of Duty 2, and Call of Duty 3.
Okay. Name three more, though.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Okay. All right, Hotshot. Name three more.
Call of Duty Black Ops, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, and I even give you a bonus one.
Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Okay, this guy knows ball.
Sir, this is ridiculous.
No, those are all real games we made, I think.
Can we just make me the CEO now?
Whoa, hold on. I want to hear a real Call of Duty fan's ideas for the franchise. So what do you got? What should we do?
Okay, check this out really good. So you're walking around and you got a bucket of KFC chicken, and you can throw the chicken out like grenades.
Ooh, okay, I like that. What else?
Then we got Godzilla and clowns. Oh, and then you also have a Kool-Aid cannon that you can walk around and shoot it, and if you get rid of thirsty, you can drink some.
You can drink it?
Yeah. Oh. And then Mickey Mouse gonna be one of the bosses.
Wait, can we get the rights to Mickey Mouse?
I can handle it. What else you got?
Oh, you can also drive around in a Hellcat.
Vehicles. Sir, we have vehicles in Call of Duty.
But we don't have a Hellcat, though.
And also, one more good time, really good. So, if y'all can do it, I'd like to see Aunt Jemima as a boss.
I think I can make that happen. I think we can make that happen.
Sir, this sounds more like Fortnite than my idea.
No, but Fortnite makes a lot of money, and I really like money.
Okay, well, it was my idea first. Can I be CEO?
No. You know what? I say we make this guy CEO just for a day. We make his Call of Duty game, and we see if people like it.
I say we go with the dinosaurs.
Me too.
I just want to see where this goes. You're CEO just for today.
Okay, I'm going to go home and wait.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll call you.
Wait, sir, if you can just make him the CEO, why didn't you just make yourself the CEO? Why did we do all this?
Marvin, do you think Dougie ever became the CEO of Call of Duty?
Yeah, right, baby. That would never happen. If Dougie ever became the CEO of Call of Duty, I'd eat my tie.
Oh, Marvin, look! They made me the CEO of Call of Duty, and they made my game. Why are you doing that?
They made you the CEO of Call of Duty?
Yeah, just for the day. And see, look, they made my game. See, it got Elmo in it. Here go Mickey Mouse. And they also got Godzilla.
Well, how'd they make the game in a day?
Well, all they really do is just update the textures of the maps and then they release it.
Why is Elmo scary?
Because he about to tickle your shit.
Dougie, listen, this is so stupid. There's no way they put you in charge. I bet this game sucks. Like, what do you know about making games?
Oh, I know everything about making games. For I play the game all the time, so I know what will make it so really good. And let me show you what the gameplay looks like. Hold on, let me go put it in.
There's no way this game's gonna look good. There's just no way.
All right, my babies, check this out. See, my bitch, look, you can grab yourself a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and you can throw it like a grenade.
Throwing fried chicken like a grenade? What does it have to do with war?
It's the war on hunger, and 1 billion people starve every day. And I only put the chicken in the game because I really, really likes it.
Show me what else this game has.
And see, I can take my bucket of fried chicken and go up to my Hellcat. But oh no, I ain't got the keys, because it ain't mine. I'm the half to steal it.
Doug, this game is racist.
No, it's not. See, the player's arms is white.
What else? What else can you do in this stupid game?
You see right here? This gun right here? It is my Kool-Aid cannon with the Kool-Aid camo on it.
Kool-Aid camo on it.
Yeah, and check out this gun. This gun shoots fried chicken. Bop, bop, bop. Eat that fried chicken.
What? Shooting fried chicken? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, Dougie.
Oh, and then you can kill clowns right here. Die, clowns. Bop, bop, bop. I don't like you. Bop, bop, bop.
They're not clowns in war.
Oh, and then right here, you can shoot a UFO. And Godzilla with your Kool-Aid cannon.
There's no plot to this game, Dougie. There's no way anyone's ever gonna enjoy playing this.
Oh, and then here's the bosses right here. This one right here, Mickey Mouse. Die, Mickey Mouse! Bah, bah, bah. Your prices in your pox is too expensive.
Why is Mickey Mouse in the game?
Because it's fun. Oh, and then here go Elmo. You see, he dancing right there. You can shoot Elmo.
Elmo and Mickey Mouse are not even part of the same universe.
Yeah, and this one right here, this is the finalist and hardestest boss, is Aunt Jemima. Hey, Aunt Jemima, stop throwing pancakes at me. Stop throwing them.
Dougie, this game is not going to sell. No one's going to buy this game.
No, Mob MG is going to be the bestest, most sellingest game that there ever, ever has been was. Oh, I'm getting a phone call. Hold on.
This game is ridiculous.
It's horrible.
Oh, it's the guy that works at the Call of Duty business. Hello, Mr. Call of Duty.
Hey, Dougie. The Call of Duty game you made did really bad. People hated it. We got sued by Disney, and people said it was kind of racist, so you're fired.
They said I'm fired.
Oh, my God. Baby. Let's get a hotel for tonight.
Ah!
invited to PJ Crenshaw's Major Ranger Party!
PJ Crenshaw?
Here, Jammy's Crenshaw!
Jimmy Jam's Crenshaw!
No, dude, look, it's right here. The invitation's right here.
Oh, that's an official signature.
Yeah, dude.
Guys, I just got invited to PJ Crenshaw's Major Ranger Party.
PJ Crenshaw?
Here, Jammy's Crenshaw.
Jimmy Jam's Crenshaw!
That one?
Yeah, his signature's right there.
Wait, he invited you to the Major Ranger?
Yeah, and all this talk about Major Ragers is giving me a Major Ranger in my pants.
Well, why would he invite you guys and not me?
I don't know, Junior. I guess we're just cool.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
Hey, what's up, haters?
PJ Crenshaw!
Here, Jimmy's Crenshaw!
Jimmy Jam's Crenshaw!
Boys, calm down. It's just me.
PJ, Crenshaw, your coolness?
You may speak.
I was wondering, since you invited both my friends to your Major Ranger party, that maybe I just might be lucky enough to be invited to your party?
What do you think I came, bro? Bethany, give the man his invite.
Here you go. You're so lucky.
Oh, my God. Guys, I'm invited to PJ's Major Ranger.
That's a good thing, too, Junior, because if you weren't going to that party, we never would have talked to you ever again.
Yeah, you would have been a total loser, dude.
Well, good thing I was invited, guys.
Hey, guys, old dude.
We're all going to a party, Jeffy. You want to come?
Yeah, I want to come to a party.
PJ, can he come?
Oh, definitely not.
But why?
Because Jeffy tried to steal my girls one time, and that is an immediate no-no in PJ's book.
Well, that's really sad, because he won't be invited. He'll feel left out.
Yeah, I don't care. He's not coming.
Well, Jeffy's 18. Maybe he can buy stuff for your party that you can't get.
Well, we do need root beer for the party, and none of us are old enough to buy it ourselves. Okay, I'll tell you what. If Jeffy brings root beer for the party, he's invited.
You hear that, Jeffy? All you have to do is get root beer and you can go to the party.
Okay, I can buy root beer. I even got my own car.
All right, there will be root beer there.
Okay, good. So you bring the root beer, you're in. Come on, ladies. I want to bounce, and I'm not talking about leaving.
Guys, we're going to the Major Ranger. Anybody who's anyone's going to be there.
Found a rage, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, let's go to the party.
Guys, we have to get root beer for Jeffy.
Oh, yeah, we have to get the root beer first. Jeffy, let's go get root beer. You're driving us.
Okay.
Woo! PJ throws the best party. Yes, yeah, does.
Yeah, I know how to throw a Major Ranger.
I thought you said there was going to be a root beer.
Yeah, there will be. I don't know where that guy is right now.
I'm leaving if there's no root beer.
No, don't worry. There's going to be root beer. Wait, I think that's the guy right now. Hello?
We got the root beer.
Oh, thank God, bro. The chicks were going to leave.
Chicks
were ditched?
Yeah, come on in.
Let's go.
Oh, ladies, the root beer's here.
Woo!
Drink up. Boys, come on. What are you doing? Get some root beer. Let's party.
Oh, I've already drank 5 root beers!
Drink up, this party's never gonna end!
Dude, I'm gonna run on the roof! I'm gonna eat bun!
Yeah!
Oh, man. I drank so much root beer.
Oh, no, the roof, Smitty! Please make it stop!
It's not gonna stop, Joey. We're on a planet that's spinning.
Okay.
Junior, I have to tell you, you're hot.
Huh?
You're so hot.
Oh, you're so hot, Vanilla Puff.
Oh, my God. Do you want to go in my room and make out?
This is your house?
Yeah, my dad's going to kill me. Woo-hoo!
Ooh, you got to do it, DTF, DTF.
Now, hold on, Penelope. Me and Joseph made a pact.
A blood pact.
Okay.
He said if I ever went to a girl's room, I'd have to invite him.
Yeah, and I'm him.
Okay.
So he can come?
Okay.
Woo! I can
come! I just got in there. Yeah, I lost my hair.
What? Oh, Corey, what happened to your hair?
I put it in the garbage disposal.
What?
And you took it.
Joey, someone stole Corey's hair!
Oh, who stole your hair, dude? I'll beat
you! Who did it?
I promise.
It was the disposal.
Okay.
Disposal, show yourself!
Where is he?
It's probably covered in biscotti.
Okay, that's it.
We can clean it up.
That's it. We're going to get his ass.
Where is it?
Oh, no! Perella, Mom. Penelope, she fell asleep. No one's going to freak me now.
Well, hey, Junior, you meet me in the closet, I will rock your world.
I will take that offer. Jeffy! Jeffy! Hey, we're all out of root beer.
Root beer?
Can you go get some?
Yeah, I'm going driving get it.
Yeah, go get some more.
Okay,
we're going to go find your hand, Cody.
Okay.
And then we got to go to the closet.
High five.
You know what? I'm enjoying you guys.
Damn.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this shift to be over. I really hope Penelope's not doing something stupid at home. Never left a home alone before. What? Oh, my God! This guy's drunk driving! I got to go after him.
Why is this road so curvy? Got my root beer.
Oh my god, this man is not stopping. Pull over, you jackass! You're gonna hurt somebody! What the hell are you doing? What? Come on, just pull over! What? Oh, Jesus! Oh my god! Okay, he stopped. Oh my god. Excuse me, sir, have you been drinking tonight?
Hold on. Let me get some.
Don't reach for anything. What are you doing?
I had to get my root beer.
What is it? Root beer?
It sure is.
Well, then why are you acting like this?
I'm not acting like nothing.
What? Okay, I guess I can add littering to the list of charges. Step out of the car, please.
Do I have to?
Yes, you have to.
Okay, well, let me just...
I'm sorry, do you think you're driving away right now? Because you're not.
Screw you!
Okay, it would be resisting arrest if you were. Okay, alright, that's it. Get out of the car. Come on.
Hey,
come on.
Don't touch me!
Come on. Okay, we're gonna do a field sobriety test to see if you're drunk.
Okay.
Alright, now try to say ABCs backward.
I can't even say them forward.
Okay, well then try to walk in a straight line. Wait. Okay, no. Okay, forget it. Try to touch your finger to your nose. No, that's not even close. Okay, how about this? Count to five. Okay, that's it. Come on. We're going to jail.
All right, make your one phone call. Hey, stop it. Stop touching my hat. Just make your phone call. No, don't lick it. That's great. No, you know what? Give it to me. I'll
call here, Daddy.
I'll call him.
Hello?
Hey, this is jail.
Oh, no. Who got arrested?
I caught your son drinking and driving.
What? That is my dad. Simbambia.
What did Jeffy do?
He was drinking and driving. I just told you.
Well, like, what do you mean we were drinking and driving?
Don't chew on that. Okay, I think you should just come get him, please.
Oh, I'm on my way.
Would you stop it? Just get in there until your dad gets it. Stop licking things. That's gross. You're going to get sick. Ew.
Okay, I'm here.
Get him.
But Jeffy, stop that. Okay, what was he drinking?
Well, see, that's the thing. He wasn't drinking anything bad.
What?
He was just drinking root beer.
And I smack that bitch.
I don't know what this is.
If he was just drinking root beer, why is he arrested?
I don't know why he's acting like this, okay? But he was driving recklessly, and he tried to resist arrest. So that's what I charged him with.
Oh, okay, that's it. So how do we get the charges dropped?
Well, I'm going to need him to go to an AA meeting so that he can see that it's not funny to make fun of people who actually have problems.
Rub my nipples. Oh, okay, so...
Please get him out of here.
All right, we're going to go to an AA meeting. Come on. All right, Jeffy, you're going to sit right here, and ooh, I can't even go over all the levels of grounded you are.
What's the first level, and is the boss hard at the end?
What's going on, Marvin?
Jeffy got arrested for drinking and driving.
Jeffy, how could you? You're not old enough to drink alcohol.
It was root beer, and it got me fucked up.
That's a gateway drink, Jeffy. It has the word beer in it.
Yeah, Jeffy, you know no sodas after 8 p.m.
Well, I'm a rebel.
And no Red Bull either.
Well, what's his punishment, Marvin?
Well, the cop said he has to go to an AA meeting for his drinking problem.
I don't have a problem with how much I drink. You have a problem with how much I drink.
You were swerving all over the road. You could have killed someone, Jeffy.
Jeffy, you're going to that meeting so you can learn your lesson.
It was root beer.
Penelope, I'm home. You better not have thrown a crazy party. Wait a minute. I hear music. I hate music. What the? Penelope!
Alright, guys, we never speak about what happened in the closet.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
What are you boys doing in my house?
Oh, shit, it's the pigs back in the closet!
Oh, the newsman is here!
Penelope! Everybody out of my way. I got my mad eyebrows on.
Why do you have your mad eyebrows on?
Because I want to ask your son a question. Where were you taking that root beer?
To my belly.
Don't you lie to me. I'll kill you.
What's going on?
My daughter threw a major rager at our house while I was at work. She invited that PJ Crenshaw.
Pair of Jammies Crenshaw?
Jammy James Crenshaw. Now, he seems pretty cool, but I'm pissed at your son for bringing that root beer.
Well, why aren't you mad at your daughter?
Oh, don't worry. I already gave her an earful. Of eardrops, because she has an ear infection. But I will yell at her later when she feels better.
Well, don't worry. We're going to take Jeffy to his AA meeting.
Well, I'm going to take him right now because I'm so mad. Oh. Come on, Jeffy. Let's go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to AA, Addictions Anonymous. This is a space where we can all talk about our addictions and relate to each other so that we know that we're all struggling. Okay, Screwball, we'll start with you.
Hi, everyone. My name's Screwball. I'm addicted to every substance under the sun. I'm ordered by the court to be here. And I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you, Screwball. How long have you been sober?
About 15 minutes.
Okay, that's a good start.
Thank you. I'm trying really hard. Hey, can I smoke this candle?
No. Okay, Judy, let's go to you.
Hey, everyone. My name is Judith, and I'm addicted to BBC. Ever since I first had BBC, I just can't stop thinking about it. It's so delicious. I just love having BBC in my mouth. I just love bacon broccoli casserole.
Oh, that does sound good.
Oh, it is. It's something healthy mixed with something very unhealthy in one big casserole. And when I eat BBC, sometimes I like to watch BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. That's how I found out the Queen died. I was so shocked I choked on some BBC, and I was like, and my husband was like, honey, what are you doing? And I said, I'm choking on BBC. And that's when I knew I had a problem. But I'm proud to say I've gone a whole day without BBC.
I'm proud of you. I wish I could go a whole day without blow. See? Damn it. There I go again.
All right, Judith. That's good. Okay, Shrek, it's your turn.
Hello, everybody. My name is Shrek. I am addicted to eating the Fairy cream cheesecake. And when I eat it, my butthole, it separates, and it looks like overbaked muffin with the steam possibly coming out, and then it just kind of folds over the sides of the little cupcake pan, and then it's just like steamy goodness.
Okay. Screwball, could you please not smoke in here?
Sorry, Doc.
Jeffy, it's your turn.
Hey, everyone. My name's Jeffy, and I drink root beer, and I don't know how to drive really well, so I got in trouble for that.
Well, he didn't learn anything. And you have two candles now. Okay, well, I still appreciate all of you coming out. This is a step in the right direction. And to everyone watching this video, thank you for watching. And make sure you like and subscribe. And if you learn anything from this video, let it be that you should drive carefully and don't drink. Well, I mean, you can drink root beer, just not the second word in root beer. And definitely not while driving. And don't put candles in your mouth. Yeah, okay, that about covers it. I'm gonna go.
Jeff, you're never going to solve that thing.
Marvin, look, he's concentrating.
But he's never going to solve it. He's stupid.
Marvin, you can't say that. You don't know that. Sometimes he just...
I don't know what happened. It just imploded like the target went down the submarine to see the boat.
What, Jeffy, how did you make a Rubik's Cube shatter?
I don't know, but that takes real talent right there.
Marvin, we should enter Jeffy in a talent show.
What talent? What talent did this just show?
He's really good at breaking things.
That I am.
Marvin, look, the news!
Hey there, it's time for our weekly talent show update! Sorry, folks, there's not going to be any talent shows this week, but make sure you check back next week for more talent show news!
What was that? They just said there was no talent show? They had breaking news to tell us there was no talent show?
Aw, man, well, I wish there was a talent show. Jeffy would win!
What would he win? He just broke a Rubik's Cube, that's all he did.
Well, I'm going to show my talent to my friends.
What talent?
He's really good at breaking it.
Okay, let me just look at the instructions on how to do this shit. Yeah, I just gotta add the fake sugar. Okay, who wants lemonade?
Ooh, air, doesn't it? Quench my thirst.
Yeah.
Oh, that was yummy.
Oh, you want more? Thirsty boy. If you want pink lemonade, just flip that paper inside out.
I want real lemonade. I hate that we're playing for 10 lemonades.
Yeah, dude, come on.
We can't afford real lemonade.
Hey, guys, check out my talent.
That looks like a broken Rubik's Cube.
That's exactly what it is.
That's not a talent, breaking a Rubik's Cube.
I don't know. That looks like some skill, dude. And I Show Speed is having a talent show today.
What? I Show Speed's having a talent show?
Heck yeah! And it's for $10,000, dude!
We could buy so much real lemonade with that!
Oh, boy!
Oh, okay, we have to enter Jeffy in that competition. How do we get in the talent show?
I mean, we gotta hop into his Discord, dude.
Okay, I'll download Discord. And Jeffy, what talent do you think you can do?
I don't know, but you put a camera in front of my face and I shit talent.
Okay.
I believe it, dude.
Let's go in the kitchen. There's a lot of talent down there.
Okay.
Okay, Jeffy, I'm in iShowSpeed's Discord, so if he picks us, you have to show him your talent.
Junior, I'm gonna light this fucking shit on fire.
You're gonna make some spicy Captain Crunch?
That is right. Spicy peanut butter crunch as fuck.
I think he's calling us. Hey, okay, Jeffy, do your talent.
No way we
can. You're going.
Is that Jeffy?
What are you doing now?
Jeffy!
I'm ready. Spicy Captain Crunch today!
Jeffy!
Get grounded as fuck! What?
What the
shit's gonna be spicy as fuck, and my dad's gonna get so mad, he's gonna come in here and fucking give me a spanking.
What the fuck are you doing, like Jeffy?
Make it spicy, Captain Trench, I already told you that!
Why are you burning cereal?
Look, here's your bowl. Here's your bowl! Fuck! My dad's gonna be so pissed.
Jeffy, what are you doing?
I'm making speed to spicy Captain Crunch!
Who's speed?
Him! The guy trapped in your phone!
Wait, stop throwing fire! You're gonna burn the house down!
This is his bowl!
Stop it, Jeffy!
I told you my dad was gonna be pissed!
That is it. No more internet.
Wait, no, that's more internet! Toilet speed, I got one more try!
Did somebody call the fire department?
Yeah, there's a problem in here.
Yeah, I can fucking see it. What is it?
He's on fire!
Oh, that's not good.
Flaming hot cereal, felon!
I should have brought my hose, huh?
Oh, can you got hose?
No, not the
hose. Put the fire up, goddammit!
Blowing it like this is shit!
Okay.
More water!
Hold on. Well,
I can do. The ground is on fire! The ground's on fire!
Well, at least he's got the roof! The roof! The roof! The roof's not on fire! It's the ground! The ground!
Why would it go out?
Who are you talking to, honey? Who is this?
It's Speed. Hey, Mr. Speed. All
right, yo, Jeffy, you made it to round 2 to the
talent show. Yeah, round 2 in this bitch.
You're grounded.
Yay. I don't know what's going on, but yay.
All right, Jeffy, we see y'all. Captain, what the fuck?
Okay.
Yes! Hey! Ow. Let go of my ear, you're hurting me!
Marvin, why are you pulling on Jeffy's ear?
Because this, say it! I know you want to disrespect me and my people, so go ahead and just yell the R word like it's nothing! You stupid asshole!
Low blow, Daddy. Low blow.
Jeffy, what did you do?
He was lighting cocoa pebbles on fire and throwing them on the ground.
It was Captain Crunch, and don't you dare disrespect the captain like that.
Jeffy, why?
Because I was in a talent show.
Oh my God, Jeffy, did you win?
Well, I'm moving on to the next round.
It's not a talent. Breaking stuff in your house and shattering plates is not a talent.
Marvin, I knew Jeffy could do it.
Do what? Break shit? What's the point? Moving on to round 2. Even if you win, what do you get?
Well, I get $10,000.
You're going to do $10,000 worth of damage. It's not even fucking worth it.
Well, it's not about the money, Daddy. It's about sending a message.
I'm retarded.
What? Message received. Loud and clear. Your room now. 20 push-ups.
Make it 25.
Fine, 25.
Okay, you say 25, I say 30, let's do 50 push-ups.
Oh, fucking do 50 then.
Alright, you say 50, I say 75, let's just don't do push-ups.
You gotta do something. Go to your room and do something.
Okay, I can see where I'm not wanted. Message received.
Well, no, you lit the house on fire and I...
Fire's all taken care of, don't worry.
Did you, okay, tell her the mess.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a big fucking mess down there. There was, like, burning cereal, so I had to put that out with water, so it's all wet and
burnt. Yeah, burning cocoa pebbles all over the place.
Did you clean it?
Captain Crunch. And, yeah, no, that's not my job.
Oh.
I just took care of the fire.
Can you clean it?
No.
You're a firefighter.
I'm not a fucking cleaner-upper.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a different job.
Who do we call for that?
Yeah.
I have a different shirt for that.
Dude, they love the stream! Jeffy's a hit!
I know, the stream loved Jeffy! He made it to round 2, but Jeffy's getting yelled at by his dad!
Wait, what?
What are you doing, Jeffy?
I'm doing my push-ups. I got grounded.
What, grounded?
I think that was 74.
Well, you can't be grounded. You're in round 2 of the stream. You have to get on in a second.
I know, but my daddy said that I don't even have any talent. He looked me in both directions of my eyes, and he called me the R word. He was just yelling it like it was nothing.
Was your dad on I Show Speed stream?
Yes, for like a second.
Well, fuck him. He doesn't have talent.
Yeah, Jeffy, you have real talent. The way you just break things and the way you just break things and the way you break the rules and break shit.
Keep breaking.
Yeah, they do go crazy for that shit.
Okay, so for round 2, here's a baseball bat and a baseball. I think you should hit it at the wall as hard as you can.
Ooh, like that would really...